High School football.
The ball is in the air. It's well struck, and this game is underway. Taken by Fitzgerald at the 5 of the middle 10. 15 makes a man miss. 20, 25. Fitzgerald's going to return the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Keegan Fitzgerald will go 95 yards.
Today from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, it's the C2 State Championship game featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars battling the David City Aquinas Monarchs. High school football on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
13-7 Irish out of the shotgun near the Kearney Catholic hash. They'll hand it off up the middle. Pacheco gets a block. 25, 20, up the middle, 15, 10, 5. Pacheco is brought down inside the 2-yard line. First and goal, Stars. The Stars do not have to snap the ball again. And that will send the Kearney Catholic Stars to their first ever state football championship. A historic night for the green and gold.
Kearney Catholic is making its first ever appearance in the state title game, while Aquinas is playing their 8th final, but first since 1997. It's the Stars and the Monarchs coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. It is time for continuing coverage of the 2011 State High School Football Playoffs here on Classic Hits 98.9, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and, of course, on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, for an historical day in Kearney as Kearney Catholic makes their first ever appearance in the state football championship game, taking on Aquinas Catholic out of David City, making their 8th trip to the state final, but first since winning it all in the inaugural year here of the finals in 1997. 96 was the first year of the finals they won it here in 1997, and it should be another great football game. Aquinas is a team and a school synonymous with success in boys athletics, especially when it comes to football, and Kearney Catholic is starting to make a name for themselves. And Tony, as you look at this game today, the last two games for Kearney Catholic have been against physical running teams, and that is what they will face today.
You're exactly right, Doug. We understand it's a wing T offense. They will bunch everybody off. Then they'll try and throw a little short dink passes against you. You know what? They don't throw a lot of passes, but when they do throw them, they complete them. You look at both quarterbacks that will see action. They rotate them in. They alternate at quarterback here. Trey Semrad, 13 out of 19. Michael Byers, 21 completions out of 36 attempts. That's 68% and 58% when you're throwing the football. If you don't do it a lot, you might as well complete them when you do it, and that's what David City does.
The last couple of games, Kearney Catholic, a little more success in the air against Crofton, a lot more success on the ground with Anthony Pacheco against North Platte St. Pat's, but it's been the Stars' defense that has really come up. The two things that have improved by Kearney Catholic standards that have allowed them to make their first semifinal ever and now their first state final ever is getting bigger on the line and getting better defensively. For a lot of teams, it was just hard to slow them down with their offense. But when they lined up and you ran against teams like St. Pat's or Crofton, Kearney Catholic wasn't able to compete with them physically, and that has changed this year.
Doug, use that size. It starts with number 75, David Squires, on the offensive line and on the defensive line. When he's active and around the ball and in that backfield, everybody feeds off of that energy. They were fired up against St. Pat's. Let's see if they can continue that emotion here today.
We'll hear from the coaches. Dave Colling, we chatted with him on the Doug and Daddy Show on Friday. We'll replay that interview for you. But when we come back, Aquinas coach Ron Mimick here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the 2011 C2 State Football Championship. Earlier today, Norfolk Catholic down 6-3 at the half, a 20-6 win over Platteview to win Class C1. Last night, Elkhorn rallied to defeat Crete, and in the eight-mans, it was Elgin Pope John defeating West Point Guardian Angels 44-14 and Sargent over Howells 21-18. So the teams out of the West bracket are 3-for-3 in Class B. There is no East-West, and in Class A, there is no East-West. Kearney Catholic hoping to make it 4-4-4. We'll hear from the coaches when we come back here at Memorial Stadium.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the C2 State Football Championship. And this is as good as it gets as Kearney Catholic takes on David City Aquinas and Coach Ron Mimick. 21 years, plenty of victories, been in these championships before, and you've been on both ends of them. So, Coach, you have been down this road. Your kids were pretty close last year. Congratulations on making another state championship.
Thank you. Thank you.
Coach, tell me a little bit about how you talked about this team still being kind of young for you. Talk about how they've improved and matured and how many of these kids carried over from last year.
You know, we lost a nice senior group last year. The last 2 years we were in the state semifinals. And each year we lose about half the kids. And this year we lost probably about half the kids. So, and then we had one or two sophomores that played quite a bit and a lot of juniors that are playing right now. And, you know, the juniors and the seniors are split about down the middle in terms of our football players. I think we have seven seniors that play quite a bit, and 8 juniors that play quite a bit. And we have a junior quarterback that plays and a senior quarterback that plays. We have a junior halfback that plays and a senior halfback that plays. We have to play 2 halfbacks. Then we have 2 junior fullbacks. We have 3 junior linemen. So we have a nice group of young kids, someone like Kearney Catholic does. And you know, when you have some youth that hasn't played a lot the year before, if you stay healthy, you will keep getting better and better during the year if you keep doing the same things. And I can see on film we have, and I can see in the film that the Stars have also.
Coach, are you playing this many kids because you don't have one solid stud, or are they just all good enough that they deserve playing time?
I think the second one is right. They're all good enough to deserve playing time. We actually were playing 4 halfbacks earlier this year. Now we're down to 2, and one has got a little nicked up, a senior kid that was a halfback for the first year, and the other kid we're using a little bit more at hand. But we've alternated halfbacks and quarterbacks all year. Both the 2 quarterbacks and 2 fullbacks run all of our plays. Each one is just a little bit more attuned to it, a little bit different part of what we do. But it doesn't matter. They all run all the same plays, and they can run, and they do run. It's that we might be a little more option heavy or a little more pass heavy or a little more what we call trap heavy with one fullback, a little more option heavy with the other fullback.
Of course, for the fans out there, 5 kids on this team have rushed for over 400 yards this year. And when you talk about your 2 kids at quarterback, you don't throw the ball very much. And we see this from a lot of the teams that the Stars have played here the last couple of Crofton didn't, North Platte, St. Pat's doesn't. But it looks like if you want to throw, you're going to hedge towards Byers. Would that be correct?
Yes. Trey was hurt a couple games in quarterback, a couple games, probably why his stats are a little bit less than Michael's in terms of throwing. Yeah, Michael's a little more down the field thrower. Trey's more of an underneath option route thrower for us.
Coach Ron Mimick of Aquinas Monarchs joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The first thing that stands out to me, besides what I've heard and read about your kids, is how good your defense has been. And that's been what the Stars have done the last 2 weeks. Usually it's about offense with them. But, boy, you're only giving up 7 points a game. You throw out that triple overtime game. Last week was the only game anybody scored on you guys.
Well, there's some truth in that. And in order to get this far, you know, usually when there's a balance in the brackets, you're going to have to play good defense. And Kearney Catholic really plays really good defense, and we play really good defense too. You know, Kearney Catholic gave up 24 points the first game, and since then, you know, they won one game 68-21, but I know they're up like 60-0 at half that game. So Sometimes some of those points that get scored on you are scored on your youngins late in the game. And Kearney Catholic is very same way. They don't give up many yards or points. They are really they're really a real base defense, but they're a really good defense. I mean, at this time of the year, it doesn't come down to X's and O's. It comes down to the kids running the X's and O's and your execution of within those X's and O's.
Ron, what makes your system work? I mean, you've been at it long enough that it seems like most people would say you just got to plug in some talented athletes and they carry it out. We've seen that. So, there's so many schools around the state that they run it and nobody's found out a way to stop them yet.
Well, probably one reason of that is expectation levels. Hopefully that, you know, we bring as coaches, but they bring as kids, and they're school, and the families have of them also to be good, hardworking, consistent kids. And that's what makes the X's and O's goes, and then the effort and the talent, you know. And then what we do is a little bit unique. It's a wing T, and very seldom do we ever block anybody straight on. We usually are down blocking them, trap blocking them, or we're reading them in option game, and we're getting a little bit of an angle on them in some way. And we're not we are a power offense, but we're not what you can, if you really look at the X and O's, we're not a power offense. We're going to run you over, and we're going to kind of slash you. We're just going to kind of slash holes in you and try to power up through you.
Coach Ron Mimick joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, C2 state championship against Kearney Catholic. Coach, what's the biggest concern about facing the Stars?
Number one on the offensive side of the ball is moving the ball with any consistency, because they're really a good defensive football team that takes away a lot of people's best plays, and that's a good defense. And offensively, probably a little bit of not breaking down in the perimeter, you know, because they run a spread offense, and a spread offense is meant to stretch you, and meant to play at the ball and play on green grass. And you know, they're a spread offense that runs the ball well, and not very many spread offenses do that. I mean, so you know, the fact that they throw effectively and they run the ball well puts a dimension within the spread that makes it a little tougher than most.
Austin Swoboda, Kalen Vandenberg, a couple of really, really good defensive players for you. But again, it just looks like you're so balanced. Is this maybe not the most balanced team you've ever had, but is this the way it usually is for Aquinas? Is this the way you usually like to have it?
You know, it is. We've had 4,000-yard rushers in my 22 years here, and we won't have one this year. And one of the years we did win a state championship, another we had a guy who was a fullback, was one of the all-class players in our class. But the other years we won state championships, we were like that. We had four or five backs with 500-600-yard rushes and real good balance, and we could throw the ball with some efficiency and stuff. And it's a nice recipe for us, because it's not like an I formation team. Hey, if we can take away the I back, we take away their offense, or we take away you know, whatever, you know, the quarterback just throwing the ball all the time, you know, will take away their offense. You know, it makes you defend us the width of the field from left sideline to right sideline, because we can run pitch and sweep and trap and G and run some option within that too. And we can attack it about you everywhere with some success, not always, but usually we can. Like the last game against Lincoln Christian, they took away our halfbacks, and so we ran our fullbacks at them for over 200 yards with our fullbacks, and we had you know, so we're able to go inside or outside or a combination of both usually.
And the last minute here with Ron Mimick of the Aquinas Monarchs. Coach, this will be the first trip to get to play at Memorial Stadium for these kids. You play on the turf. There's different time frames there. Is there anything that you have to be prepared for? And how are the kids handling this now that they've finally reached their goal?
Oh, you know, I'm sure both schools, the kids are really excited. I know driving the bus back from the game the other night, and I heard some kid behind me say, boy, this is the most exciting thing that's ever happened in my life. Well, it is at this point. And, you know, once they get on the field and they look at the big jumbotron up there and they get a couple plays into the game, they'll forget the surroundings and they'll really be ready for the game. You know, I'm pretty sure both schools and kids from both teams will have that feeling. You know, it's exciting. You get to do it. You're kind of on the big stage in the state for a few hours. So they'll be excited. But once you get down and start playing, it'll settle down and just be a good football game.
Well, Coach, we appreciate getting a chance to catch up with you, one of the great programs in the state, and hopefully we've got a great football game this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think it will be. I think we're pretty evenly matched.
That's Aquinas head football coach Ron Mimick joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back and hear from Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln as we are continuing our C2 state championship coverage as Kearney Catholic plays in their first ever state final against Aquinas. Friday, we had a chance to chat with Coach Dave Colling on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now that a couple of days have subsided since the emotional win against St. Pat's, what are your feelings right now? What's the feeling around the practice after getting a couple under your belt ready for our state championship?
You know, we gave the boys, we were just staying with our regular practice regimen. And so, of course, the coaches have been meeting and so forth. But kids will come in today and do our film stuff today and walk through and all that stuff. And the mood down the hallway is positive, focused. Boys are wanting to get there and play the game.
Dave, is it true that Rashawn called all the plays until the second half when you called that drive?
You know, he's probably listening right now, I'm guessing, so I better just leave that question alone.
Dave Colling joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There is no secret to that either, Dave. You have got a staff that has been together, some of them for a long, long time, and the power is distributed pretty evenly. Every coach has their duty, and we haven't talked a whole lot of it in our pregame interviews. You've brought them up. I haven't specifically asked you about them, but, I mean, yeah, you got to have good kids, but if you don't have a good coaching staff, there's no way to even get the kids prepared to play a game.
Totally agreed. I mean, our staff, the guys we got are phenomenal. Like I said, they when you said the power is distributed, it is absolutely distributed. Coach Harvey's got full reign of calling plays and does a great job of doing that, seeing it from upstairs and doing that. Coach Coop is on the offensive side with Coach Pacheco as well. We got Carnahan, who's an ex-UNK, kicker, and so he takes care of our special teams. Myself and Coach Brungard, who's up in the box, does a great job on defense, and Coach Moses, so us three do the defense, and I can't say enough about these guys, the time they put in. Like last night, we get out of here at 10 o'clock at night, and, these guys don't teach and stuff like that. Not that I have it easy teaching, by the way. No, but these guys have jobs, and they're sinking all this time into it and just do a great job. I can't say enough.
Dave, tell us a bit about the opponent. What have you saw out of Davis City Aquinas that impresses you?
I guess they run the wing T stuff. We don't see a lot of it. They got four or five guys that they can bring in, pretty good athletes, pretty good speed, and not a one man show. So they'll bring a couple quarterbacks even in there, and they just do a lot of things out of that. Coach Harvey actually ran this the wing tee back in high school, and he's kind of familiar, I guess, with the way they run it a little bit. But they'll do this crisscross. Just a lot of different stuff that Crofton, Crofton was more of a, hey, we're going to go right here, you guys try to stop us type stuff, and these guys will try to misdirection stuff. They've thrown the ball 57 times all year, so they don't throw a bunch, but they do. The kid's a pretty good thrower.
Daddy just cringes when he sees that happen, and it is cost a couple of teams. You talk misdirection. St. Pat's tried to do that, but it was a little bit different, that fake pitch and an inside counter. Are they more Crofton? Are they more St. Pat's? Are they more somebody else you played this year?
I'd probably say more St. Pat's. Just looking, I'm not the same formations. They'll run the option out of that wing tee. They don't always, they'll do a single wing. They actually have three receivers out on one side. So they'll do a little stuff like that, but try to get to the outside, sweep, stuff like that, but they will hit you with the inside trap and stuff like that too. So they seem like they up front, they're pretty physical guys up front, and at this point of the game, whoever you play is going to be a pretty dang good football team. So we have our work cut out for us, and I think the guys are going to come in focused and do everything we tell them, and I think we got a good game plan, and we'll see what happens Tuesday.
Dave, I thought it was interesting the other night. Your defense played so awfully well. I thought it was interesting when they don't throw the ball. They averaged 2.4 completions, I believe St. Pat's did. When they did run pass routes, somehow you guys were disciplined enough to have people on people down the field. How did that happen? Because I would have fallen asleep had it been a cornerback or a safety and probably not been involved at all.
You know, there were a couple times early when our corners were just flying up. And, you know, that's tough because we had our corners in kind of a predicament. If they did throw, we had them stopping their pitch on the option. And so it was putting them in a bind if we didn't read, pass immediately. And with St. Pat's, it was tough sometimes to read pass because they'll roll out to one side and sometimes you can't get a great read on the lineman. So, you know, our kids, for the most part, we haven't played the team that throws a ton all year long, but, our linemen are screaming pass. The minute they notice that our linebackers are screaming, we got everybody screaming pass the minute they see it, And so that was pretty huge in the second half because I agreed we got better in the second half. First half, they had some guys open if they would have thrown. And second half, I think we did a lot better job of doing that, and we came up and stopped the run.
Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to play Aquinas here in the state championship. Coach, there'll be a couple of different things when you go to Lincoln. You're going to be playing on turf. Keegan, when he's in there, kicking the skinnier goalpost by a little bit. Mm-hmm. How many other things, and those are just a couple off the top of my head, how many other things do you have to adjust to, and are you making any adjustments to get used to those things?
You know, I think we will. Like I said, this is our first go around there down there, so it's kind of virgin territory for us, and you got to be here at this time. You got 2 hours before the game to enter the stadium, and so we don't get our normal. We usually show up about 3 hours before, and do all our stuff, taping and meetings and stuff. So we're gonna have to rearrange a lot of that stuff, it's just because of the TV stuff and the. They have you, 26 minutes and 30 seconds before kickoff. This is what you need to be doing. So that'll be a little bit different. But, all year long, the kids, even St. Pat's, we talk at halftime and we switch up a couple little things, to try to shut down their little veer option even more than we did in the first half. And the kids just buy into it. And they're, they football smarts, whatever. They buy into what we tell them and get the job done. So I don't see it being a huge thing for us.
And coach, following up on that, you guys have trailed at the half the last two ball games, which is a rarity, and you found a way to come back in the second half. Explain how that's been able to happen.
We don't like to be down, of course.
<at half. laughs> It's not by design.
No, not by design. But like I said, the kids, we just tweak a little bit of stuff, when we don't have a lot of time at halftime, of course, to revamp the whole defense or anything. So we, move a guy, shade him a little bit this way, whatever. And the kids understand what we're talking about and do that. And it's just it's a credit to them. And like I said, they've had to dig deep offensively this game, when we needed a drive, when we had to have one. They dug deep and got it done because I thought our offensive line that last drive took over, in a sense, and allowed Anthony Pacheco, who ran the ball really hard, to get him some yards. And when we absolutely needed it, they dug deep and got it. And I think against Crofton, the same thing can be said. They dug deep and said, "Hey, we got to stop this," and they did.
How sore was Anthony Pacheco the other day?
He was pretty. We had some pretty sore guys. He was pretty sore. Sore guy. He got hit a lot. We had a lot of guys sore after the Crofton game. That was probably the most physical football game I've ever been a part of, so we're pretty healthy right now, though.
Well, Coach, as always, best of luck. This is it. What a great run it's been. A trophy is coming home. Let's see if we can get the big one.
Guys, thank you. I appreciate everything you guys do.
That's Kearney Catholic star head football coach Dave Colling, as heard on Friday's Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, the starting lineups for the 2011 C2 State Championship.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Doug Duda and Tony Davis, as it is time to take a look at the starting lineups for this 2011 C2 State Championship, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. Five Points Bank, your clear choice is the bank to count on. Five Points Bank of Kearney. Here is a look at the starting lineups. First off, for the Monarchs of David City, Aquinas. The center is number 53, 6'1", 255-pound junior, Max Mariovsky. The guards on the right side, 5'10", 180-pound senior, Grant Borovic. And on the left guard is number 28, 6'1", 185-pound junior, James Burrish. At the tackles, right tackle, number 73, 6'1", 205-pound junior, Alan Hilfiger. And the left tackle, number 66, 6'2", 225-pound senior, Ethan Hearman. They have a tight end, number 41, 6'1", 200-pound senior, Jacob Bartunek. The split end, number 10, 6'2", 185-pound junior, Cody Krafka. They run three backs. They've got two halfbacks and a fullback. Your fullback is number 44, 5'10", 205-pound junior, Seth Hoffman. The halfbacks are number 4, 5'11", 175-pound junior, Landon Stoffer. And he'll be joined by number 30, 5'8", 160-pound senior, Mitch McGuire. You'll also see Austin Swoboda come in as a fullback. The starting quarterback is number 12, a 5'8", 150-pound senior in Trey Semrod. Michael Byers will also see some time. The head coach of the Aquinas Monarchs is Ron Mimick, assisted by Tony Smith, Joe Pipel, Jared Thompson, Marv Palin, and Ken Palin. Aquinas a perfect 12-0 on the season, defeating Archbishop Bergen, Lutheran High Northeast, Tri-County, and Lincoln Christian in the playoffs. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, at center, number 63, 5'11", 180-pound senior, David Burkink. At the guards, left guard is number 72, 5'9", 195-pound junior, John Blake. The right guard, number 74, 6', 250-pound junior, Austin Lowry. At tackle, the right tackle, 6'4", 220-pound senior, number 66, Eric Long. And a left tackle, number 75, 6'2", 250-pound junior, David Squires. The wide receivers for Kearney Catholic are number 21, 5'10", 175-pound junior, Brian Hoosman, and number 28, 5'8", 175-pound junior, Connor Streit. Alex Leese will also run in plays. The wingbacks are number 5, 5'9", 160-pound senior, Keegan Fitzgerald, and number 13, 5'9", 175-pound senior, Tyson Colling. The running back, over 1,500 yards now, number 3, 5'9", 175-pound senior, Anthony Pacheco. And you'll also see Colton Dorr in there at times when they try to give Pacheco a breather, or at times they'll run them both in the backfield. And the quarterback for the Stars is number 14, 6'2", 200-pound junior, Abe Clinch. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Dave Colling, assisted by Rashawn Harvey, Mike Pacheco, Matt Koop, Paul Brungart, Rick Moses, Matt Johnson, and Jeff Carnahan. Kearney Catholic is 11-1. They lost on opening night to the defending champions from St. Cecilia in the playoffs, defeating Thayer Central, Blue Hill, Crofton, and North Platte St. Pat's. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we're back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Shaw tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Time now to take a look at today's game time and temp, brought to you by Big G Ace Hardware of Hastings and the original Sun Heat infrared heater. We'll kick off here today at 2:45, and right now it says it is 42 degrees with winds from the west-southwest at 4 miles an hour. The sun has actually broke out, so if it stays out, and that is a questionable affair, it is still mostly cloudy, but if it stays out, it could warm up to near 50 as they predicted today. That is your time and temp, and it's that time of the year when the temperature falls and your heating costs go up. Slash your heating costs with the original Sun Heat infrared heater from Big G Ace Hardware in Hastings. Sun Heat provides soft, safe, comfortable heat for any area of your home and features the Made in Nebraska wood cabinet. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the original Sun Heat at Big G Ace Hardware, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Tony, it's championship time. You've won one of these, not here at Memorial Stadium, but from 96 on, there have been plenty of boys that have played here and got a chance to win a title.
Yeah, I think everybody's excited about that, especially when you haven't been here before like the Stars, Doug. Aquinas won the toss. They deferred to the second half. They will kick to Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic will work from north to south or our left to right here today.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we are ready for championship football. It's exciting time here, and it's great to see the Kearney Catholic Stars get a chance to play for this title. Landon Stauffer will boot the ball away, and back deep for Kearney Catholic will be Tyson Colling, and also back there Keegan Fitzgerald, so no major change in those two. So the Stars go for a championship today. Don't forget, UNK goes for a Division II playoff win on Saturday, 12 noon against Wayne State of Michigan. Get your tickets today at lopers.com or pickmyticket.com. And we'll be talking more about that as the day progresses. Can they do it 2 weeks in a row? Tony Fitzgerald had the opening kickoff return that really kept them in the ball game until they finally got an offensive touchdown on Thursday or on a Tuesday night in North Platte.
Absolutely. He started off with a big kickoff return. And don't forget the last drive when they needed to score. He set it up by getting the ball out to about the 45-yard line as well. So I'm sure that David City saw that. I'm sure they will kick it to Colling, but Colling is a quick, shifty back in his own right.
Well, and they're waiting for TV to get ready. With that sun coming out, the Stars are still in the shade where they're set to receive. Let's see if Stauffer has enough of a leg that he can put it into the end zone. The Stars are definitely respecting that as they stand on the goal line as we're ready for this 2011 state championship to begin. The white and black of the Monarchs, the green and gold of the Stars. The ball is in the air. It is a good deep kick that will be returnable at the 3 by Fitzgerald. Left side, 10, 15, 20. He'll be hit at the 22, get to the 24-yard line, and that's where the Stars will begin.
Yeah, one of those just straight-ahead runs, but everybody stayed in their lanes. There was no lane at all. There was just white jerseys in front of him. Good job of covering that kick down the field.
We appreciate you being with us this afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9, ESPN Radio, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. I know we got some folks listening in Texas and around the country today. So glad you're along with us for this state championship as the Stars now have the opening possession with trips to the left side. They will send Fitzgerald by himself to the right side. Man on man out here, actually. There's not even a safety over the top out of the shotgun clinch. And they will give it to Pacheco out the left side. And he'll get all the way out to the 30-yard line. A gain of 6 on the opening play.
Doug, I know they had such a great success last week versus St. Pat's running Anthony Pacheco. Hard to believe in that shooting star offense. When we think of Kearney Catholic's offense, we think of bubble screens. We think of throwing the football. They've ran it so very effectively this year, though. They keep going back to that.
I'm already interested with the one-on-one coverage. Trey Simron on top of Fitzgerald. There's nobody there. You could hitch go, slant. They must love his speed as the Aquinas Monarchs fake the blitz, and they will hand it off to Colling. And Colling is going to, Pacheco is going to come across the 30-yard line and be close to a first down at the 34.
Yeah, it's one of those, did he spin far enough? It's going to be very close. No, they're not. They're going to say it's third down. I thought he maybe had enough there for the first down, Doug.
Close enough. I thought they would have measured it, Tony. The ball is past the 34-yard line. If I'm Kearney Catholic, I'm asking for a measurement right now.
Lave Clinch runs over and gets a play from, yeah, you're right, it's very close. It's got to be very close.
Now, and this is where it's weird when you need third and inches and you spread the field, but that's exactly what the Stars have done. They send Connor Stride in motion, giving him trips to the left side. It's going to be an option play. Clinch will keep it. He'll have the first down, head to the sidelines, and be pushed out of bounds across the 40. They'll say he stepped out of bounds at the 41. A gain is seven of the Stars have the opening first down of the game.
Well, Clinch is one of those guys that's going to go out of bounds, does not want to take the big shot, but he dropped his shoulder over there, absolutely ran over Michael Byers.
Again, Abe Clinch has been healthy where the Stars didn't have healthy quarterbacks last year. Thomas Conley would be the backup, but a lot different dimension. If you have Conley back there, he's not much of a thrower, more of a bruiser, kind of a, you'd be looking at a wildcat type of situation. Stars staying in that shotgun. They go double stack left and right here, which you haven't seen much this year. On first and 10, they'll turn. They will hand it to Pacheco. He'll dance around the middle of that line, and he'll get up to the 45-yard line. The ball was out there a little bit. Good thing he didn't get hit in the arm, because as he tried to spin away from first contact, that arm flew out there, which is always dangerous. But so far, on the ground, the Stars have been successful at gain of five.
Well, James Burrish came from the backside, number 68. He entered today's game with 81 tackles on the year, the fourth leading tackler for the Monarchs.
Opening drive, 2 minutes into the state football final, and it is scoreless. Stars have it second down and five at their own 46-yard line. Now Clinch will come under center with Pacheco behind him, still double stack left and right. Strite in motion. They'll fake the handoff to him and go straight up the middle with Pacheco. The Stars like what they're doing in the middle of the line. Short gain between the 48 and the 49. It'll be third at about 2.5.
Well, Michael Napier comes from the backside there, Doug, but a good push. There's running lanes up there. You're Kearney Catholic, it's in your mind. Can we run against the Northeast Nebraska football team? The question mark was there with Crofton. I think it was there with St. Pat's. You passed both of those tests.
Now on third and all of 2 yards to go, Clinch will be in the shotgun with four wide again. Send his man in motion. They don't follow Colling. It's going to be an option play to the wide side. Clinch comes up to the midfield stripe, but looks like he is going to be shoved backwards, and a late penalty flag comes in to the middle of that scrum.
Well, that's got to be a face mask, doesn't it, Doug, from where the official is standing? He threw it right in the middle. All those tacklers and Clinch.
And it's a pretty good spotted. It's a personal foul face mask, and that will be a first down for Kearney Catholic, a 15-yarder.
Yeah, they'll move it all the way down to the 35-yard line, and the Stars are in business. He would have been stopped short. Good job of wrapping him up. And then, you know, one thing I noticed when looking at their tackles, you know, you look at the unassisted tackles, and you're like 29, 34, but you look at the assisted tackles, that's where you get a bunch of people around the football, and that's what, you know, when you get big numbers there, they run to the football extremely well, the Monarchs do.
So Kearney Catholic now in Monarch territory, opening drive of the ball game, 9-0-8 men counting. On first down and 10, the ball will be spotted at the 34-yard line of the Monarchs. This time three wideouts, an extra end in there to block. And Clinch is going to give it to Pacheco off the left side. Hit, gets across the 35 to the 33, minimal gain. That's the shortest gain so far for the Stars, only about a yard. Running in there, there's not a massive humanity. You hardly ever see the running back just take it right over the guard and or the center and still find some room to maneuver, and so far Pacheco has, but just gets one.
Yeah, I think they're going to give a matchup on the outside. They continue to suck them up and run tackle to tackle and to try and establish the running game, but if sooner or later, and it'll be sooner, they're going to go deep with a passing route to somebody.
Everything's been on the ground so far. Seven running plays here for the Stars. Second down and nine with the motion. Colling gives them trips to the right side, and Clinch wants to throw for the first time. Gets it out here, complete to the 30-yard line to Colling. Stays in bounds, 25, gets to the 20, punched down at the 18-yard line. First down, Stars on a 15-yard completion. Great job by Colling to stay in bounds and get upfield.
Look, nobody, absolutely nobody went with Colling that time. Phil Swoboda is able to come and just crunch him. Good hit by him, but already the damage has been done. He's well down the field. Big play for the Stars.
So the ball spotted between the 18 and the 19. They'll officially call it the 18. 4 minutes and counting here for Kearney Catholic, who started this drive at their own 24-yard line. And now have it first and 10 at the 18. Again, four wide. With Pacheco in the backfield, they'll send Fitzgerald in motion. Nothing's been handed off to the wing backs yet. They want to throw a clinch. Now under some pressure, he'll be sacked. Coming from the backside is going to be Landon Stopper and drop him back at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, he's moving to his left. He never sees the guy from the backside coming at him. Lucky, I think he fell on top of that football, Doug, because I think the football came out.
They'll make that a 23-yard line, a 5-yard loss, the first sack of the ball game because Stopper did get him from the blind side. And, yes, that ball did come out, Tony, and Kearney Catholic, somehow that ball got down there around his waist, and he's still able to land on top of it. So second down and 15 for the Stars now at the 23-yard line. First negative play of the game, Fitzgerald in motion. This time they'll give it to Keegan. He fumbles the football. It's still on the ground, and Aquinas is going to pick it up and head the other way to the 40, to the 45, right sideline, to the 40, to the 35, and the tackle will be made by Pacheco.
Well, luckily, Anthony Pacheco ran that play down from the backside because there were the whole host of white jerseys kind of leading him. They would have went for six, I think, Doug, but that's a huge, huge play. But first of all, Fitzgerald never secures the football. It bounces around, then it comes out behind him, and they were just able to – Bartunek scoops it up, and down the sideline he goes. What a momentum changer because Kearney Catholic didn't move the ball so effectively on that first drive.
Chewed up 5 minutes on the opening drive, had it inside the red zone and turn it over, and a return that time of nearly 50 yards, and here comes Aquinas, first down and 10 out of that double wing, and they'll give it to the halfback around the left side, finds a little bit of room to the 31-yard line, a gain of a couple.
Pretty good job there. I think that's Tyson Collin getting an arm in there. Excuse me, that's number 15. For the Stars, Thomas Conley got a hand in there just ripping at that football.
Mitch McGuire, the carry. You've got McGuire along with Landon Stauffer and Seth Hoffman. Stauffer, the leading rusher on this football team. Nobody over 1,000 yards, but as you heard from Coach Mimic in the pregame, you've got five guys over 400. Second down and 8. This time they'll give it to the fullback, Hoffman, and he'll come across the 30 to about the 28-yard line, pick up 3, maybe 4.
Yeah, good job for the backside. That's Austin Lowry, or excuse me, John Blake from the backside, number 72, waiting for help then. But that's a big, big guy to try and bring down one-on-one.
Third down and 4 for Aquinas at the Stars' 27-yard line after the fumble return. Right halfback, McGuire, stop of the left halfback. They send him in motion. They give it to him around the right end. He'll lower his shoulder, get to the 25, keep the legs churning. He will not have the first down, and now a very late penalty flag comes in.
That's a face mask, too, as well, Doug. They're going to repay the favor on the other end.
Instead of it being fourth and a yard, we will have a penalty called here on Kearney Catholic for a personal foul face mask. And instead of fourth and 1, it'll be first and 10. Halfway to the goal line. About the 12 is where it should be spotted.
Well, that's the problem when you tackle. That first guy gets there and tackles him high. If he cuts his legs out from under, he drops him to the ground. You tackle him high and you wait for help. Then you get 3-4 hands around the face and everybody's trying to do their part. Somebody reaches in there and yanks on the face mask. An official right there to say, no, can't do that.
Good crowd on hand here for the C2 championship. The Stars along the east side and the Monarchs along the left side. Or the west side. First and 10 at the 13-yard line for the Monarchs. We're scoreless in the first quarter. And the quarterback, Semrod's going to keep it around the left end, get to the 5, to the 4, and be brought down at the 3-yard line, close to a first down. First carry for Trey Semrod.
Alex Lowe in on the stop for the Stars, but very, very dangerous. He got that corner and had a nice running lane. He just shoots up inside there. And before Lowe could bring him down, once again, they're within striking distance of scoring 6.
It will be a first and goal situation. Ball at the 2-yard line now for Aquinas, trying to take the lead here in the first quarter. Semrod calls the count. He'll send McGuire in motion. He'll give it to Hoffman, the fullback. Hoffman off right guard, does not get in. He'll be shoved backwards. Maybe they'll give him a half a yard. It'll be second and goal from outside the 1.
Yeah, I mentioned they just think that big body is going to bulldoze his way in, but the Stars' defensive line stood up those linemen. There was no room at all. Kind of ran in the backs, and then everything went backwards from there.
Austin Lowry doing the job. But a big penalty after a turnover. It's not like the Monarchs have done a whole lot here, and they're going to call a timeout as second and goal at the two facing Aquinas. 4:49 to go. Scoreless first quarter. You're listening to the C2 State Championship brought to you in part by Misco Sports in Kearney.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis back with you here at Memorial Stadium, where Aquinas is trying to cash in on a huge break. The Stars took the opening possession from their 24 all the way to the Aquinas 18, then a sack and a fumbled pitch where the fumble was returned all the way down to the 33-yard line. And now it is second and goal for Aquinas at the 2-yard line out of the timeout. Semrod turns. He's going to hand it off over the left side and churning the legs, but not getting in is Austin Swoboda. The backup fullback gets to the one. It'll be third and goal.
Stars once again string that play in. There's three guys right there, three men right there, including number 28, Connor Streit.
Stars doing the proper thing. They're selling out for the run right here, Tony.
Well, you have to. When you know, if they're going to beat you, I'd make them throw the football too. And I mean, mentioned that they do throw it for a good percentage, but
it is a really good spot, though. The ball is almost on the goal line, so look for a quarterback sneak here for Semrod on third and goal. No, they'll give it to Sabota off the right side, and he is going to fight his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Just ran over the man trying to make the tackle that time, Tony. He stood him up, but he's able to fall forward and get into the end zone for an Aquinas touchdown.
That, Doug, was Alex Lease, and he just had too much momentum going forward, and he didn't need but, what, a foot, foot and a half to get in? And he's, I mean, it's pretty obviously in the replay. His waist is in the end zone, so no controversy there.
Now the attempt at the extra point, and kicking is Landon Stauffer, and the kick is away, and the kick is very high, and it is good. So with 4:08 to go in the first quarter of play, it is Aquinas 7, Kearney Catholic nothing. We will be back with the kickoff in a minute.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Quick, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
It is a 7-play drive, 33 yards at last 2 minutes and 48 seconds, and Austin Swoboda takes it in from 1 yard out, and Aquinas cashes in on the turnover, and it is now 7-0 Aquinas. Kearney Catholic needs to field the kick and just go back to what they were doing, Tony. They had a great opening drive going till the fumble.
Yeah, Doug, I know that Rashawn Harvey's up above, down the hall from us. I know he's got to be seeing. You mentioned the one-on-one coverage. They think they got a huge speed advantage. I think they're going to throw a ball up for a big play here so shortly.
Hate to be behind, because then you really want to get kind of conservative and not make any more mistakes. So key here for the Stars is Stauffer gets ready to boot it away. Good leg, and he got all of that one, and that one will get into the end zone at a touchback. The Stars will have it first and 10 at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, that's one weapon that you can really utilize if you can get that ball into the end zone. And that eliminates the, you know what, it's tough for Keegan Fitzgerald to return that when it's not legal for him. Hand the ball at the 20 and say, here you go, Stars. Drive it 80 yards on us.
So Kearney Catholic, who had a good opening drive, as we said, started at their 24, moved it all the way down to the 18. But just could not finish things off. Got helped by a 15-yard penalty. Each team with a face mask on their last drive. Now Clinch goes under center. He will send Fitzgerald in motion. They give it to him around the left end, trying to get up outside, gets to the 25, cuts it up a little early, and he'll be pushed out of bounds to 28. Got to like that, Tony. The kid that just fumbled the ball, and it might not have been his fault on the pitch, but go right back to him, give it to him, run the play a little more conservative than what they did on the fumble, and he's able to pick up 9 yards, and it's second and one.
Well, as a senior, and he played a lot of football as a freshman, sophomore, junior for this team. Yeah, you go right back, show you've got confidence in him, and say, hey, we're not going away from you. To get back in there and let's do this thing right.
Running that three-down lineman here for Aquinas, kind of a 3-5 look, Tony. And again, they'll send Fitzgerald in motion on third and one, but this time Pacheco will take it up the middle, get hit at the 30, bounce off that to the 32, and the Stars have another first down.
Well, that's one of those deals where the momentum's going forward, and there's Swoboda comes in there, wraps him up, but that momentum, he falls forward for 2 extra yards.
4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Aquinas 7, Kearney Catholic nothing. You're listening to the state football championships on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings on Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Again, looking at that blitz with Swoboda. This time they will hand it around the end to Colling, who was in motion, 35 to the 40-yard line. He'll be met there and shoved backwards with 7 yards on the play. And the first drive, pretty much everything up the middle. Now this drive, they're trying to get it outside a couple of times.
That's Swoboda there again. No surprise there, as he is their leading tackler, 127 tackle points on the season entering today's contest.
Colling gets hit by about 3 guys and still makes 2 yards after contact. So great job by Tyson Colling over the right end for 7 yards. Krafka and Vandenberg get on the tackle. And it'll be second down and 3. Ball on the near hash now by the Aquinas bench. Back to the shotgun with 4 wideouts. Clinch back to pass. Time all day, but no one to throw it to. He's going to have to throw it away. And now we've got a penalty flag way back in the backfield. And if that's a hold, that's going to be a huge penalty because it's 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. 10 more from there. It's basically an 18-yard penalty. And that is the call.
Well, it's got to be the call. It's the only thing you could have back there other than the illegal hands of the face, I think. So
that will be a huge penalty on Kearney Catholic. And setting it second and 3, now they're going to be setting it second at about 18.
No, Doug, that goes back to the line of scrimmage. That's not a spot foul. Right.
Well, I think they're still discussing it. They will mark it at the 30, so it will be a 10-yard penalty. So good for the Stars, and it'll be second down, and they'll call it 13 with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and it's 7-0 Aquinas. And a little counterplay here. They give it to Colton Dorr, and Dorr gets out to about the 33-yard line and wrapped up there by Stauffer and company. Gain of 3. It'll be 3rd and 10.
The number 16 is all over. He's in on every tackle. And Stauffer was there as well, but Swoboda's there too. Every play that's being made right now, Swoboda's involved in.
So Kearney Catholic off to such a great start. Now in danger of having to pump the ball away. It's 3rd down and 10. Hoosman goes out to the left. Colling to the left. Fitzgerald to the left. That probably means Connor Stripes, the only man over here to the right side on the short side of the field. Empty backfield out of the shotgun clinch. Now under pressure, avoids the sack, but doesn't know where to run. And the same man that missed the sack now gets the sack behind the line of scrimmage, Mitch Napier. Clinch got lost to where he was. There's only one guy there. He had plenty of room to scramble and just kind of panicked.
Yeah, he did panic, and when he panicked, he went the wrong way right back into Napier.
Second sack of the ball game here for Aquinas, and the Stars helping out the Monarchs a lot here in the first quarter.
Well, Doug Napier just absolutely dominated that offensive lineman up there and fired through. Clinch never had time to do anything.
Well, Burking tried to get back in his way but couldn't, and now Strite again on a low snap. And remember, the Stars had all kinds of problems with the snap at St. Pat's. The punt's away. It takes a Aquinas bounce, and they're going to get it at about the 47-yard line, only a 25-yard punt. And, Tony, the kicking game had been strong for the Stars until last week.
Yeah, it had. The punting game killed them versus St. Pat's. Not only did they let St. Pat's got lucky with a penalty call, otherwise that would have been a disaster too right before half. But the punting game, yeah, it's been suspect at best the last two games.
Minute 24 to go, first quarter, 7-0. Aquinas with the lead, and they've got it first and 10 to start their second drive at their own 47-yard line. So two drives, two great starting field positions. And they'll send Stauffer in motion out of that wing, toss to the right side. All kinds of Stars back there, and Alex Lowe, the leading tackler for the Stars, drops him for a big loss.
Doug, I think there was Colton Dore, though, 20. Wasn't he the one that was locked up on the guy outside, pushing him backwards on the outside, making that play, cut back inside where they knew they had help?
Loss of four on the play on Stauffer's first carry of the football game.
Well, Stars very, very fast. You saw that. If they're going to try and go outside, the Stars think they can contain them and run them down.
Ball back at the 43-yard line now on second and 14, staying out of that double wing. Stauffer in motion. They'll keep it into the quarterback's hands. There's a penalty flag as the ball is snapped. Semrod off the left side gets back to the original line of scrimmage and maybe a yard more out to the 48.
Well, it's got to be a false start, Doug. The penalty was coming in immediately. I think it's going to be a 5-yard false start penalty.
And they'll pick up the flag, say there is no penalty, and it'll be third down now and about 9 yards to go.
Okay. You pick up a flag when you... I don't understand that, but nonetheless, Stars are in good shape here. Still, defense has played awfully well. Has the defense been what's carried this team? When you think about Kearney Catholic football, you think about the offense and points being put on the board, but the defense really playing sensational.
Now just two wideouts, and back to pass will be the backup quarterback in Michael Byers. He'll roll out and overthrow his intended target in Cody Krafka, and way overthrew him and incomplete. Aquinas will have to punt it away.
Yeah, Pacheco right there on the coverage, and then the man deep on the coverage was Brian Hoosman.
Byers does not, he plays a lot, but he is not the starting quarterback here for Aquinas. And you look at the passing statistics this year, Byers 21 of 36 and Semrod 13 of 19. So fourth down and about 9 yards to go here for Aquinas. Ball spotted at the 48, and the punt is away by Seth Hoffman, and it will be on the ground and then picked up at the 11-yard line, and then Fitzgerald runs into Colling, tries to get to the left side, and he's just going to be run out of bounds at the 13, about a 37-yard punt that time.
I think I'm a little bit surprised about that last pass play. They tried to complete that to Krafka. Krafka's only caught 6 balls all year, 63 yards. The two receivers you're looking for out there probably got to be Bartunek and Vandenberg. Only have 18 catches between them, but they've got the majority of the receiving yards.
A 41-yard punt. They'll officially mark the ball out at the Stars 13. It's 7-0 Aquinas, 9 seconds to go here in the first quarter of the C2 state championship game. And the Stars, all three of their possessions inside the 25. And again, the key, they got into the red zone, fumbled it. A huge fumble return for Aquinas, set up a 33-yard drive and the only touchdown of the game. Here's a counter play to Pacheco. Gets to the 15. It'll be wrapped up by Svoboda and company at the 16-yard line, and that'll be the final play of the first quarter. So 12 minutes are in the books at Memorial Stadium, and the big play, the fumble by the Stars that have allowed Aquinas on the board. It is Aquinas 7, Kearney Catholic nothing. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you in part by Five Points Bank in Hastings.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club. Whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, Doug Duda high atop Memorial Stadium here, level 6 of the press box in Lincoln, where the Huskers will play on Friday. But right now it's the 5th of 6 championship games for 2011. Aquinas of David City leading the Kearney Catholic Stars 7-0.
It's been a, you know, you think Kearney Catholic, as well as they move the football, Doug, all the way down the field, I think that gives them confidence, but then you shoot yourselves in the foot. I think you really got to move this ball and get out of this hole. You know, I don't think you need to go down and score here, but it'd be a big confidence boost. Hand the ball off, get a little bit going through the air as well, move the chains two or three times and play on their end of the field.
Official stats say the Stars had 16 plays for 53 yards and Aquinas had 10 plays for 22 yards in the first quarter. In fact, it would have been 4th-and-1, but a face mask was called to allow Aquinas to get to the 13, where they then did cash in the touchdown. Second down and 6 now for Kearney Catholic at the 17-yard line. End around calling, gets up the right seam to the 20, to the 24, and he's going to be a first down marker and have it for the Stars.
Yeah, good job of somebody a little slow to get up, and that's number 24, Kalen Vandenberg, the second leading tackler here for this Monarch team. So that's something to watch. But Swoboda there again. But nice running lane again for the Stars.
Ball on the right hash near the Kearney Catholic bench, where the sun is out on this side of the field from about the 20 to the 40 on the other end. And the Stars now under center, calling in motion again. This time they'll go up the middle. Pacheco cuts it back up over the center, gets to the 28-yard line and will be stood up there. But still a pretty good gain on the play for a first down play. They'll mark it a 3-yard gain.
They've got everybody bunched up in the middle. I think the Stars, you know, the outside deals, they've had more success on there. Seems to be bigger running lanes to the outside.
Earlier today, Norfolk Catholic, after trailing Platteview at the half 6-3, won it 20-6. Yesterday, Elkhorn, Sargent, and Elgin Pope John, your champions tonight in Class A, Omaha Burke and Lincoln Southeast, 7:15 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Stars take a little extra time here, still trying to get set on the line. Clock's down to 2-1. Stars aren't going to get this playoff. Delay a game. Again, you look at that. The Stars weren't sure what the play was. They didn't get up to the line. Connor Strike, first he was covered, then he didn't cover. Then they sent somebody in motion. So must have been a play they don't run too often. I always chalk it up to something like that because there was just flat confusion when you break the huddle.
Well, now there's no confusion. You got two downs to pick up a bunch of yardage here where you were in pretty manageable position.
5-yard penalty makes it second down and 12 back at their own 22-yard line. Still 4 wide. Twins to the right, stacked to the left side. Again, Fitzgerald in motion now gives them trips to the left, and that's the way Clinch will roll. No one to throw to. He's sacked for the third time in the game. So they're putting more pressure every time now on Abe Clinch. First it was just getting a couple guys after him, and this time they get three after him, and they're going to mark him down at the 18-yard line.
Well, Landon Stauffer comes from the backside once again. I don't think Clinch saw him till right before he was hit. He tried to turn back to his right. Stauffer just crunches him.
So a loss of 5 on the play, and the Stars are going the wrong way for such an outstanding opening drive. The Stars haven't been able to do much since then, and it's 3rd down and 17 at their own 18-yard line, trailing 7-0 with 10-10 to go here in the first half. Stars can pick it up, but let's see if they just run the ball. Fitzgerald in motion. Clinch takes the snap. He's back to pass, trying to set up just a short little screen, swings it out here, and Pacheco can't catch it, and it'll be 4th down. The conservative play call there by the Stars would not have got the first down, and Aquinas is kind of picking things up now. They're starting to get used to what the Stars are doing.
Yeah, Pacheco just runs a little flare route out there, but Stauffer running step for step right with him, and if they do complete that, Doug, like you said, it went for almost nothing.
Well, Clinch has only got the ball in the air twice. He's now 1 of 2, and he's been sacked 3 times. As Connor Strike gets ready to punt the ball away, and Aquinas is only standing at the 50 to return this. Ball marked at the 18. Here comes the snap. It's a good one. The kick is away, And it's a good kick that's going to go all the way to the 40, bounce at the 36, and then go out of bounds at the 35-yard line. So a nice punt that time by Connor Strike.
That time, real lucky in the Stars. There wasn't a hold in the backfield because the big man was coming after it. Number 44 in a Hoffman was back there. And Jacob Dakey just had his jersey really, really held, spun him all the way around. He looked at the official with his hands out saying, how do you not see that?
A 47-yard punt for the Stars. As we talked about with Coach Colling, they've been behind at half the last two games. You don't want to be behind by more than a score, though, so can their defense keep it going? As Hoffman will take it up the middle here and bull over one man, get to the 40 and get out to about the 42-yard line. A gain of 7 on the play for Seth Hoffman. That is their biggest ground game play outside of the quarterback Semrod, who had an 11-yard run. So the Stars are doing a good job against this double wing. They had a penalty and a couple of short fields here, and that's why Aquinas is up 7-0. Double wing again. And this time they will give it to Hoffman off the left side. And Hoffman will be right at the first down marker, I think just about a half yard short, though, with the 44, a gain of 3.
Doug, I don't think the receiver runs the play in, and he just runs over to he just goes over to his position, gets out of the way, says, all right, really not involved in this. I'll go stand out here by myself.
Landon Stauffer, the leading rusher for these Monarchs, has carried it one time. It's third and a half yard here. The quarterback, Semrod, comes up under his big center. Oh, there's all kinds of motion. And a five-yard penalty on Aquinas. They tried to go quick and went too quick.
Yeah, three people, in fact, went too quick. So that'll be good news for the Stars there. This should be, well, now you got to wonder, you know, I guess they got more options here what to do. They were going to fall forward for about a half yard. Would have been first down. Now they throw it, Doug?
Well, Semrod is coming back after getting the play from the sideline. Also coming into the ball game, Kalen Vandenberg. So they've only thrown it once, and that was with Byers on an obvious passing down. It was 3rd and 9 or 3rd and 10. Now it's 3rd down and 5 at their own 40-yard line. Stauffer goes well to the left. One man split out wide to the right in Vandenberg. And Hoffman is going to not take the ball. The quarterback going to try and keep it around the left end, and he's going to be swallowed up after a short game. 5-6 Stars there. Semrod didn't get the first down, and the Monarchs are going to have to punt. A gain of 3, but he needed 5.
Strite, Huseman, among others there in green jerseys. Good, good job. He had a cutback lane, but it closed quickly.
As we've covered the Stars this year, it's just amazing how much improvement these guys have had all along the board. You were surprised at first, but we've said it many times. Everybody you just mentioned, they're all better and making bigger plays than they ever have. And it'll bring up 4th down and 2 at the 43. Stars will send their two men back to the 20 to receive the punt here of Seth Hoffman, who bombed one the last time. And he bombs one here. Nice high kick. The Stars will take it with Fitzgerald at the 16. Returns it up the middle, 20, 25. Avoids one tackle. Stood up at the 28, and that's where he will be dropped. Nice return for Fitzgerald.
It was a nice return. He kind of bounced around out there, never did get to full speed. The deal with Fitzgerald, though, he gets up slowly, and against St. Pat's, he'd come out of the ballgame against Crofton. He'd come out of the ballgame, get back in the ballgame, come out of the ballgame. He's staying in there, though.
41-yard punt and a return of 9 on the play. We'll make it 13 on the play. They're going to give it to him to the 29-yard line. And Kearney Catholic with 7:31 to go here in the first half, trailing 7-0 to the Aquinas Monarchs in the C2 State Championship game here on Classic Hits 98.9, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and as always on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air. I want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school football. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look back at all the games. We'll give you the first half stats of this contest and then get ready for the rest of this Thanksgiving week. Stars take over now, 1st and 10. And they'll hand it up the middle to Pacheco, looks for a running lane, and as he is hit by Jake Martunik, he just kind of sashays him around for 3 more yards over the 30 to about the 34-yard line.
Yeah, if he buries him, if he grabs him and moves him backwards, Doug, you're exactly right. That's about a 2-yard gain. He spins off of him and gets up the field as the people hold on to him, and nice gain.
Pacheco, 33 yards now on 9 carries of this football game. Stars now go hurry up. Haven't seen that for a while. Abe Clinch hands it off to Pacheco. He's hitting the backfield, does his best to get back to the line of scrimmage, and maybe loses a yard to the 33.
Yeah, that play, too much penetration that side from the defensive line of the Monarchs.
Third down now for the Stars. Trying to hurry up again as they all check their wristbands out of the huddle, which was more of a scrum than a huddle. Clinch still checking it. They may need to use a timeout here. 15 seconds. They send Stride in motion. Long count by Clinch. And he'll fake the handoff. Roll to his right. All kinds of room. Looking. Throws it out here and overthrows a wide open Keegan Fitzgerald at the 45-yard line.
Played two defenders going down the field, and I think that's Hoosman over there. Got behind everybody as well, and Fitzgerald frustrated, saying, well, where was that at? Just not a good pass that time, and there was no pressure on him.
Abe Clinch just hasn't got into the rhythm, haven't thrown it that much so far in the football game, but he could have underhanded that one to Fitzgerald. Just the way it is, Stars got to find a way to execute a little bit better, and it's time to punt the ball away. Connor Streit stands at his 20 awaiting the snap. Conley, the long snapper, again a little low but doesn't bounce, and he's able to boot that ball away, and it's going to be taken at the 31-yard line, and a fair catch will be made right there, a 36-yard punt, no return.
Good job that time. Fitzgerald's coming in. I don't think Fitzgerald realized that he had given himself up with a fair catch signal, Doug. He flies in there about 100 miles an hour and has to put the brakes on.
So first and 10 Aquinas leading it 7-0 with 6:16 to go first half. First and 10 at their own 32. Again, the key play. Kearney Catholic opening drive marches it right down the field and then fumbles a pitch at the 18 that is scooped up by Bartunek and returned from the 20 all the way to the Stars 33, and then a one-yard run by Austin Swoboda, who's in there now as the fullback. McGuire in motion, and now they've got the second quarterback in there in Byers. They do give it to Swoboda, and he'll crash ahead to the 35-yard line. Pretty good spot, 3 yards on the gain.
Once again, though, the defense for the Stars playing pretty well here in this first half here of the state finals.
So Aquinas going with a backup fullback, going with a backup quarterback on this drive, at least to start it. And Michael Byers, 6'1", 165-pound junior, about 20 pounds heavier than Semrod, and he's going to keep it this time. Connor Streit holds on, but good run to the 40 to the 41-yard line, a gain of 6. It'll be 3rd and 1.
Yeah, that's one of those where you, instead of ripping at the football, you got to make sure the guy's down. He just carried Streit about 3 extra yards.
Aquinas only 2 first downs so far in the ball game, but they're a yard away from getting it again, getting a 3rd down. And 1 at the 40, need to get to the 42. It's about a yard and a half here. Swoboda again as the fullback. Out of the double wing. Stars do a little movement on the defensive line as they give it to McGuire on the left side. And coming from the Stars defensive end is going to be Squires. And he'll drop him for no gain. 4th and 2.
Well, immediately out there, Alex Lowe's moving those defensive linemen, saying, get over, guys, you're not in the right position. And he moved Squires and said, okay, well, they snapped the ball. Squires is moving already, and right down the line he went. That's what you need, is David Squires in the backfield of the Monarchs.
Well, they have not run the ball too strong here for Aquinas, 15 rushes, 42 yards. And the 3rd punt for Seth Hoffman, both of the first 2 were exactly 41 yards. Stars just send one man back. He gets a good height under that one, and Colling has to retreat, takes it at the 18-yard line, makes a man miss, 20, 25, 30, and then he is sandwiched as he gets to the 34-yard line. But again, a good return on that punt of 42 yards, fielded at the 18 and brought up to the 34, a 16-yard return by Tyson Colling, and that's where the Stars will take over with 4:24 to go in the first half, trailing 7-0.
Very, very good hard run. He just dropped his shoulders down. Bartunek, one of the guys that sandwiched him up there, but good return for Colling.
So for the second straight week, the Stars are struggling in the passing game and don't want to become one-dimensional. Pacheco does a good job when they run the ball if they can complete the pass a little bit. Stars are going to have to find a way to do that. And Hoosman is out to the left side wide, Colling in the slot left. Fitzgerald one-on-one to the right, but then they send Colling in motion that way. Out of the shotgun, it'll be Clinch rolling to the right, has some pressure, throws it away. He's hit as he throws, and it is incomplete. And Seth Hoffman throws Clinch down to the ground, and he's a little slow to get up.
he had pressure. You know, he never did get to set his feet at all. He was always on the run. He's going to get back up and get back in there, but somebody's got to be open, Doug, down the field. I mean, if they give him any time at all, I got to think somebody's going to get free.
Seems like the Stars are just being a little too hard here, trying to figure things out. And with Clinch a little woozy, they're going to call a timeout. It'll be the first timeout of this half for Kearney Catholic.
Tom Connolly's actually coming over there. They waved him over. He ran out and got in the offensive huddle, so it'll be interesting to see who takes this next snap.
Timeout on the field. It's Aquinas 7, Kearney Catholic nothing. 4:17 to go, first half of the C2 State Championship. We'll be right back to Memorial Stadium.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Second down and 10 for Kearney Catholic at their own 35-yard line, trailing 7-0 after the timeout. And for the Stars, Thomas Connolly comes into the ball game as Abe Clinch banged up on the last play.
Well, he was slammed to the turf and got up slowly. He tried to go back to the huddle, and then I think Coach Colling just said, "Abe, come out for it. Let's see." You know, he's really struggled here early in this ball game, especially throwing the football.
Well, let's see what they do with Connolly. Out of the shotgun with two running backs back there, and he is going to hand it to Pacheco, and Aquinas knows that they're not going to throw the ball, and Pacheco is just swallowed up. This is not the Kearney Catholic team we've seen throughout the playoffs. They appear to be panicking a little bit.
Well, you know, you got people, Pacheco gets up and starts, you know, hollering his offensive linemen, saying, "Guys, let's go," and the offensive linemen are saying, "There's too many people up here. We can't block them all." But you're right, Doug. They get the new quarterback in there. Aquinas just pins their ears back and says they're not going to throw it. Let's rush them.
Well, 3rd and 16 now for your Stars. Run the ball. Try to get to halftime. Well, and now there's going to be a penalty flag for illegal shift. And why they aren't blowing the play dead, I don't know. Connolly comes to the right side, and they allow him to get hit out of bounds. But the referee threw the flag on the snap. That play should have been blown dead.
You got two people going in motion at the exact. I mean, from both sides, one coming at us, one going away from us, and obviously you can't do that.
This shouldn't even be where you get to choose whether you get the penalty or not, but I think they're going to mark the ball and give Aquinas the opportunity to decline this penalty.
Well, they'll decline it surely, won't they?
And the penalty is declined. So Connolly will run the ball to the 35-yard line and get the 7 yards that they lost on the or the 6 yards that they lost on the Pacheco handoff. So a 6-yard gain for Connolly, and the Stars will punt it away with 3:35. They need a good one here out of Connor Strike. He's hit a 25, a 47, and a 36-yard punt. With 3:35 to go here in the first half, 7-0, Aquinas. Aquinas hasn't moved the ball, but they only had to go 33 yards on their first drive after the fumble return. Now Connolly moves from quarterback to deep snapper. It bounces back to Strite. He's in trouble. He's sacked at the 21-yard line. Another huge mistake by the Stars. And it is 1st and 10 Aquinas at the 20.
Well, this is one of those things, Doug. They have not had problems snapping the ball to the punter all year long. They did against North Platte St. Pat's, and they did there. And this is disastrous. This football team we're watching is not the same one we've seen the last 3 weeks.
And it started so well for Kearney Catholic on the opening drive, and now Aquinas has a chance to put the first nail in the coffin here with 3:28 to go in the second quarter. 1st and 10 at the 20-yard line. So on first down, Hoffman the fullback. McGuire is in motion. They give it to him around the left end. Finds a little bit of a seam. Gets to the 15. Drags Stars to the 13. And obviously the Monarchs are going to have the adrenaline. A 7-yard gain for Mitch McGuire.
Well, no doubt about it. And David Squires is 8 yards down the field making that tackle. And now you start to see some of the Stars talk to the officials saying we're getting held. And, you know, you want to start making excuses. It's the wrong time to do it, guys. We got to get together right now and hold them out of the end zone.
So it'll be 2nd down and 3 at the 13-yard line after the 7-yard gain from Mitch McGuire. They'll send him in motion again. And now the quarterback is going to hand it off to Hoffman, who comes up the middle and is not going to get much. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Or is that Stauffer that carried the ball? Excuse me, that is Landon Stauffer.
Yeah, Stauffer carries the ball. And John Blake fires through from the backside of the play, runs it down. Good job by John Blake up there on the defensive line.
Stauffer, two carries, still negative yards in this football game. Kearney Catholic can force Aquinas to at least attempt a field goal here. Stauffer out wide to the right side. One man split out wide to the left side. Hoffman in the backfield. They will give it to Hoffman straight up the middle, and a quick hitter is going to be enough for the first down. Boy, he covered 4 yards in a hurry.
Well, Hoffman is one of those big, big fullbacks. It's just like a square out there. He just crashes forward. That's a good weapon to have in short yardage situations.
That is only the third first down of the half for Aquinas. Kearney Catholic has six, but it's first and goal at the nine. Lining up at the left tight end is Bartunek. On first down and goal at the nine. They will give it to Hoffman up the middle, easily to the five, to the three, to the two. It's second and goal. And now the defense has lost its drive, Tony. It's just the snowball is rolling fastly down the hill.
I think the Stars got a good break here, Doug. They're going to spot this all the way back between the 4 and 5 yard line. When he was done crashing, knocking people down, he was laying, his helmet was almost at the one.
Trey Semron gets the play from the sideline. Standing out here is Cody Krafka. He never even went in the huddle. Second and goal at the four. Do they keep feeding Hoffman? Yes, they do. Off the left side, he gets to the one. It'll be third and goal.
Well, that's pretty easy. I mean, he's just knocking people down, and they got a lot of confidence in him. There's nothing fancy. And you mentioned that wide receiver. When the quarterback comes over to get the play, the wide receiver goes out there. He just immediately goes to his position and doesn't, you know, whether he, apparently he knows the play, but whatever, he's uninterested because he's not involved in it at all. He just gets one guy out of the mess in the middle of the field.
Timeout has been called by Aquinas. They will have one remaining with 1:10 to go in the first half of play. It's Aquinas 7, Kearney Catholic nothing, but the Monarchs have a third and goal at the Stars 1 when we come back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Last week I was told the ball had to be snapped for it to be an illegal shift. Today I'm told an illegal shift is not a dead ball penalty. We were discussing that earlier, and we appreciate Jeffrey for letting us know, the director of officials in our area. Appreciate that. But now the Stars got to find a way. It is third and goal inside the one here. The quarterback is Trey Semrod. He's got Hoffman right behind him here, inside the one of the Stars, straight ahead for the quarterback, Semrod. Second effort, they will unpile, and touchdown, Aquinas.
Well, official runs immediately in there, and it looked initially like the Stars held him out, but then everything moved forward, and he's able to fall in. Boy, that's a blow for the Stars, because it looked like, you know, you're right in this thing, and now the wheels have kind of come off. You've got to get this thing to halftime and regroup, Doug.
Now the extra point coming up for Landon Stauffer. He is a right-footed kicker waiting for the snap, going towards the south end zone. There's the snap. The kick is away. The kick is good. And so with 1:05 to go here before halftime, this is the biggest deficit Kearney Catholic has faced in the playoffs. Aquinas 14, Kearney Catholic nothing. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Every morning, the sun greets you. As reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Coverage of state football is presented in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is their business, Midwest Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A minute five to go in the first half. 14-0, David City Aquinas taking advantage of two Kearney Catholic turnovers and now ready to punt it or boot it away with a minute five to go. And don't forget the Monarchs get the ball to start the second half. This kick is returnable, taken at the four-yard line by Fitzgerald. 10, 15, right hash, 20. And they are not going to let him go down the field. He's brought down at the 22-yard line by Cody Krafka. And right now the special teams on kickoff, well, the special teams everywhere right now, is being won by Aquinas, and that's usually just always a check mark for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, Doug, that just, once again, everybody stays in their lane. All the way across the field, they just said, you guys, we got to get back. We watched him return it versus St. Pat's. There was a big hole in the middle of the field. Everybody's about 5 yards apart. And they just close in on him. There's nowhere to go.
And Thomas Conley is still the quarterback. Fitzgerald had to run off the field. And Conley will hand it off to Colton Doerr, and he's going to go nowhere. And they're just trying to get to halftime.
Well, probably lucky that with Fitzgerald in there, they didn't get called for 12 guys on the huddle.
Well, unless there was only 11. And they thought there was, because you could run off and there'd be 10. But no gain for Doerr. And the Stars, if Aquinas wants to let the clock run one more play here and get to half and try and regroup. Because, again, the defense has played well. You've given up two short drives. And with Conley in there, you surely do not want to throw the football here. 25 seconds to go. And Conley's going to hand it off to Pacheco. Pacheco up the middle, gets to the 24-yard line, a gain of two. And that should be the final play here. No, Aquinas is going to use a timeout, but why wouldn't you? If you can make the Stars punt and they can't snap it back to the kicker, then make them do it again. So a timeout called here by Aquinas, but it is their final timeout, so I fail to see why you would do that, because the Stars can kneel on it and go to halftime.
Yeah, Doug, they're trying to get out of there, and I think some of these, the Stars right now, I think just a little bit awestruck. As good as the start they had to this football game, they're really on their heels right now.
So the Memorial Stadium experience was awesome for the first 5 minutes for Kearney Catholic. Again, we'll talk more about that coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't forget the UNK football team, first ever home game in the second round of the D2 playoffs Saturday.
You know what? Wayne State rolls into town noon. Be there, folks. Get your tickets. Go to lopers.com or pickmytickets.com. They've got them for you. Go out and support this team. There are 16 teams left in Division II football. The Lopers are one of them, the number four team in all the land. They're 10-1, looking to go to 11-1 and advance. And what a scene that should be. It should be a great crowd on hand, but get your tickets today.
And what should be the final play here, the first half, Conley in the shotgun will hand it off to Pacheco. He breaks one tackle. He's running around, not getting upfield. 25, now up to the 28-yard line. And that will be the final play of the half. A gain of four after all of that for Anthony Pacheco. A half the Stars want to forget. Now they've got to make history for their school once again. They trail for the third consecutive week of the state playoffs, but unfortunately today it's by more than seven. At the half in the 2011 C2 State Football Championship, it is the Aquinas Monarchs 14 and the Kearney Catholic Stars nothing. And Tony, this is an easy half to talk about and recap. Mistakes by the Stars, Aquinas capitalizes. It's not like the Monarchs have done anything special. Both teams are well under 75 yards, well under 100 yards. They're under 75 yards offensively.
Yeah, it hasn't been the offensive firepower. And we thought the Stars' defense was playing very well, but their offense comes out. They go on a huge drive, move the chains. Down the field they go, then they turn the ball over. It was one of those deals where the running back never had it. Ball bounces around, Aquinas scoops it up, big return down the other play, I think six or seven plays they're in the end zone, and then you fumble and mess up on a snap, you don't get the ball to the punter, and a disaster strikes, and once again they capitalize. There's two touchdowns that you just shake your head if you're Kearney Catholic and say, this is not the team we've been the last 3 weeks.
We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Our final football game of the year. We still do have the 7:15 Class A game tonight here on ESPN Radio, and Randy Bushcutter will have the call of Omaha Burke and Lincoln Southeast. But for Tony and I, our final football game of 2011, I want to thank everybody across Central Nebraska for their hospitality. As always, couldn't do it without the coaches and athletic directors that give of their time and take care of us every Friday night and every night throughout the playoffs. It is halftime here of the C2 State Championship game, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. It's the David City Aquinas Monarchs 14, the Kearney Catholic Stars nothing. We'll take a look at the first half stats in just a little bit. But from earlier in this championship tournament, there's already been pretty much some good games. The first game was a blowout. The other three were good.
Really good. I go back to the 8-man-2 game, which everybody anticipated that matchup since the beginning of the year. Sargent able to overcome Howells and the supremacy they've held over 8-man football. Sargent, what a win yesterday. And they overcame three fumbles. They put the ball on the ground. Wasn't pretty at times, but they found a way down the stretch to get it done. That was just that was a real fun game to do, Doug, and watch from up here and be a part of. I think that's got to be the highlight of these finals so far.
Today, Norfolk Catholic rallied from a 6-3 halftime deficit to defeat Platteview in the C1 championship by a score of 20-6. Last night, it was Elkhorn coming back for a 26-17 win over Crete in Class D2 yesterday afternoon. Sargent got the lead early and held on for a 21-18 victory over Howells. And Elgin got a big lead early, up 20 at the half, and went 44-14 over West Point Guardian Angels. So the last two games, the team that's trailed at half has come back to win. So let's see if that can continue here in the 11-man ranks.
Well, I got to think, you go to that locker room, and I think Coach Colling just going to stand there and say, guys, What are we doing? I want the linemen to go over, get together. I want everybody to go to your position meetings, get with their coach, and just settle down. We got to relax. Forget the first half's over. We got to move on right now, Doug. But you got to regroup, and you got to go back to what we did all season long. Remember, when you had Kearney Catholic this year in the summer and it's two-a-days, everybody looked at their schedule, and they said, well, they're ranked ninth, but they're going to be 0-3 out of the chute. Well, they came out of that 2-1 with the lone loss being to Hastings St. Cecilia. Then they go on, win the rest of their ball games. They, you know, this is a pretty good football team. Against Blue Hill, against Crofton, and against St. Pat's last week, this is just a totally different football team. They did almost everything right today, almost nothing right other than the first drive.
Well, the defense has done an outstanding job for Kearney Catholic, and Kearney Catholic's overall yards is not going to be very much because they lost 15 on the bad punt snap. So they've got 40 yards officially in the first half, 62 for Aquinas. The Stars have negative yards since the opening drive.
Well, that's not going to cut it. Clinch goes down. Hopefully, we're both efforting to see if we can find out what's wrong with him, to see if he'll be back in this ball game or not. But then you put Connolly in there, and you get a more run-oriented attack, and I am sure that Aquinas knows that. 15's your quarterback. You got to crash people from all over. They got to, you know, go back to the basics, and hopefully Clinch will be all right. But even throwing the ball early on, Doug, it looked like there was a couple times there were two times I remember particularly he had receivers open. The one time Fitzgerald's got about a 12, 14-yard gain right in front of the Stars bench. Ball just overshot by about 8 yards. I mean, it wasn't close.
Well, and Thomas Conley in there for Kearney Catholic, he's just not a throwing quarterback. And even though he could run the ball a little bit, when you're Aquinas, you know he's not a throwing quarterback. Conley on the year, 7 of 12. 7 of 12, no touchdowns. Abe Clinch, 86 of 145 for 1,200 yards and 12 touchdowns.
Well, it looks like there's so much confidence, Doug. You know, usually with the stars and going down the field, you know, Clinch has been on the run a lot. And one time when he had time to scramble, he runs right back into the guy. Like he was almost disoriented in the backfield. He gets away from him, looks like he's got room, and then boom, right back into him. You just got to settle down and let's start this deal over and get back in it.
We'll take a timeout and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty, on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Doug Duda along with Tony Davis here on Classic Hits 98.9 and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. C2 State Championship game. The Aquinas Monarchs, a 14-0 lead over Kearney Catholic. After a 37-yard fumble return to the Stars' 33-yard line, Austin Swoboda took it in on their first possession from 1 yard out. Then after a bad punt snap, Connor Strike was tackled at his own 20. The 20-yard drive, mostly Seth Hoffman, was capped off on a quarterback sneak from Trey Semrod with 1:05 to go before the half. Landon Stauffer has added both extra points to make it 14-0, and that's the only time I really saw the dauber down on the Stars, Tony, when that bad punt snap, Hoffman did kind of run it right over him as the Stars, and I don't blame them. I mean, it had to be like the Big Red defense Saturday. How many times do you want us out
right
here? The time of possession is actually on Kearney Catholic's side, but
that's
they've been
such
short drive. Well,
that's
short drives.
Short, you know, and that first drive was huge because they took a bunch of time off the clock. Doug, when the horn sounded to end the half, you got Aquinas firing off the field, everybody's fired up, and everybody from Kearney Catholic basically on a slow trot with their heads down. That's the first thing. You got to figure out a way to make a play and get some confidence going.
Well, unfortunately, we need to tell you about an injury. This is the Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center Injury Report. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and Wood River. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you went Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. The report that we are getting from the locker room is that Abe Clinch has suffered a concussion and will not return to the game. That is what we are told at this point. And that is a huge blow to Kearney Catholic because, as we said before the break, Thomas Conley, he's not a throwing quarterback. Aquinas knows it. You saw what happened when they put Conley in there. They just sold out on the run and dropped the Stars for negative yardage all but the last play there.
You know what, though? Conley is a fine, fine athlete for a sophomore. He's a big, strong kid. Maybe he can throw the ball well enough. If they're going to rush people, you need a receiver. You need one of those senior guys to help your quarterback out and make a play, make a man miss, and get down the field and turn something into a big play. Let's see. Let's not close the book on this thing just yet. Let's let him go out there and see what he can do.
Let's take a look at the first half stats here for you. Officially from Memorial Stadium. And first off, we will look at the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs. Seth Hoffman, they say, 6 carries, 22 yards. Trey Semrod, 3 carries, 14 yards, and a touchdown. Michael Byers, 2 carries for 11 yards in this football game. Mitch McGuire, 3 carries, 9 yards. Austin Swoboda, 3 carries, 5 yards, and a touchdown. Eric Kobza, 1 carry for 3 yards in this football game. And
might have missed one.
Yeah, they've missed a few during the week. Landon Stauffer, the leading rusher, 3 carries for negative 2 yards in this football game. So rushing, 21 attempts, 62 yards for Aquinas. Through the air, Michael Byers has only tried one pass. It is incomplete. The starting quarterback, Trey Semrod, has not attempted a pass, and he hasn't attempted more than 20 all year long, so no surprise there. 62 on the ground, nothing in the air, 22 plays for 62 yards, 2.8 per play for David City Aquinas. As far as the punts go, there have been three for an average of 41.3. As far as the penalties go, two for 19 against Aquinas. And the third down, 3 of 7. They have not went for it on fourth down. Time of possession, 10:35 for Aquinas to 13:25 for Kearney Catholic. Three first downs is all for David City Aquinas here in the first half of play. So that is the story for Aquinas. We'll look at Kearney Catholic when we come back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Now let's take a look at what has happened for Kearney Catholic in this football game. Anthony Pacheco, 13 carries, 32 yards. Tyson Colling, 2 carries for 15 yards. Thomas Conley, 1 carry, 6 yards. Colton Doerr, 2 carries for 4 yards. Keegan Fitzgerald, 2 carries for 2 yards in the game. Abe Clinch, 5 carries for negative 4 yards. He's been sacked 3 times in this football game. And Connor Streit, you can put that down as a team loss of 15 yards on the bad punt snap. So for Kearney Catholic, 26 rushes, 40 yards. Clinch was 1 of 4 through the air, completed his first one of the day for 14 yards, and then missed 3 in a row and got the concussion on the last one. So 14 yards through the air, 40 on the ground, 30 plays, just 54 yards for the Stars. But again, you can't take away, but you had the bad snap and 3 sacks. So there's 4 of your 30 plays that have lost you a total of 5, 10, 15, 30 yards on those 4 plays. You take that away, you got 26 for 84 yards. That's what your offense has actually done, but that's not the way it shows, obviously, on the scoreboard. For the Stars, they have 6 first downs in this football game, 3 penalties for 27 yards, 3 punts for an average of 36 yards. They're 2 for 7 on third down and 0 for 1 on fourth. That's what happens when you get the bad punt snap. So for Kearney Catholic, they trail here at the half of the C2 State Championship game, 14-0. Again, the two scores, both one-yard runs by Aquinas, Austin Swoboda, and Trey Semrod, both after turnovers and a bad snap on the punt. 33-yard drive, 20-yard drive, and now Kearney Catholic will have to kick it away to start this third quarter of play and find a way in just a 12-minute, 15-minute halftime to get things turned around. Their defense, again, is getting the job done. Aquinas can't give them more, probably can't give them anything. Probably have to shut them out in the second half. And Kearney Catholic has shut out Crofton in the second half and allowed only 3 points to St. Pat's last week in the second half, and that's because of an interception that gave them the ball at the Stars' 21-yard line and held them to no yards. They kicked a field goal.
Well, we'll see when they come out, Doug, if they're going to do that pooch deal, that very high kick, and it gives it to an up man, but gives them good field position about the 30 or 35-yard line. That's what we saw the last 2 weeks. I'll be interested to see that. And then you got to put your defense. I don't think putting your defense on the – you got to have somebody make a play. You got to get some momentum going some way, somehow. Somebody's got to step up and make a play.
A couple other sports notes. Hannah Worth of the Husker volleyball team named the Division I National Volleyball Player of the Week as the Huskers get ready for their final weekend of the regular season as they are on the road for a pair of games to try and clinch things up in a division in the Big Ten. For the Lopers, Ariel Krolikowski and Haley Lake have been named All-Central Region. which has been released today as the Lopers saw their season come to an end last week. And I think those are probably the two big stories. Yesterday, it was, of course, announced that Jake Spitzelberger is one of nine finalists for the Harlan Hill Award, which goes as the Division II Heisman. And I think I saw one other thing here, Tony, that you might be interested in. Levante David has been named a finalist for the Butkus Award.
Well, I think that was a no-brainer. Anybody that follows college football, he certainly stands out as one of the best in all the land. He's all over the place.
One of six finalists goes to the best linebacker in the country, the fourth Husker to be on that list. Broderick Thomas and Ed Stewart was on there. Trev Alberts won it in 1993. But now it's time to get back to high school football. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It's Aquinas 14, Kearney Catholic nothing. We'll head to the second half after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're ready to start the second half, and for the first time in a long time, the Cards have not been so stacked against the Stars as they are right now. Down 14-0, state championship, so you're playing a very good Aquinas team. They have to kick off, and their starting quarterback's done for the game, Tony. They need something good to happen.
Well, they need something good. They need a turnover right here. It would be a good way to start this thing. But once again, the last 2 weeks, we saw this high, very high pooch kick that ends up about the 30-yard line. They get down and cover, but it's very good field position for Aquinas if that's the way they chose to go.
So Stauffer is in the backfield to try and return the kick along with Mitch McGuire. As we start the second half, the Stars will move from north to south. Aquinas will move from south to north. As you view it along your radio dial, glad to have you along with us here on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9. Keegan Fitzgerald has it on the tee. And again, the Stars weren't exactly running out of the locker room, and this is going to be a high pooch punt, taken at the 21-yard line, up to the 25, the 30. McGuire fumbled the ball. The Stars have it. The Stars have the football. It's Tyson calling at the 35.
Well, that's what you needed. You needed a turnover. You needed a big play, and that's what they just got there. Unbelievable job calling. Just kept just crawling away, clawing away to get that football and secure it. Great start for the Stars.
Well, you can't ask for anything more than that. Now let's see what happens as Thomas Conley comes out to call the first play here, and Randy Bushcutter has joined us from the sidelines. Randy, what do you got?
Well, I had a chance to ride with some of the coaches up into the press box after halftime, and they said one of the options, one of the availabilities they have is they think they can run a lot more option with Thomas Conley at quarterback.
So here we go, shotgun, but now they'll put both those running backs back there with Dorr alongside Pacheco, and they will hand the ball off to Pacheco, tries to get to the outside, now comes up the seam, he bounces off one man, gets to the line of scrimmage, it'll be tackled there, and in on the tackle, who else, Tony?
Swoboda is there again, he was all over the place the first half, and he continues to start this third quarter off very, very good.
As we said, for the Stars, Tom Conley has thrown the ball 12 times. Is that what I said?
7 of 12. So somebody's got to make a play. They made one to get things started, though, Randy.
And, again, they're optimistic that the jet sweep is going to be there, and they also think that they have that read option a lot more with Conley than they would have with Clinch.
But Aquinas knows that's the case as well. So out of the shotgun, Conley this time will hand it up the middle to Dorr. He busts off one man, but now it just seems like what we saw from Pacheco last week and this week, and I know Dorr carried the ball, Aquinas is all over the place, and there's only about three green jerseys as opposed to five or six in there blocking. It's going to be a gain to the 31, and it'll be second down, third down, and six.
I still think you got to throw the football. I still think you got to back them off, Doug.
Any options, Randy, that you've heard? That is there somebody like Fitzgerald or somebody that they might?
No, number 15 is the man, and that's literally a quote from one of the coaches that he's the guy they're going to go with, and they feel they can do everything they want to run tonight.
Third and six, they'll roll Conley to the right side. Pressure, he's hit as he throws. It is complete, though, to Fitzgerald at the 20, the 15, makes a man miss to the 12-yard line, and what a throw by Conley. A gain of 19.
Well, Doug, he squared up his shoulders. He was people bearing down, and that was number 24. Vandenberg hit Conley as soon as he released it, but Conley still took the time, squared his shoulders up, and threw a strike right there.
And even though Clinch listed it 200 pounds, I'd have to see Conley is more built at 180. And so we will see. He probably can take a shot a little bit better is what I'm trying to say. Clinch with the concussion. The Stars will have it first and 10 at the 12-yard line here in the opening 2 minutes of the third quarter. Conley and Pacheco in the backfield. Some confusion. Conley runs into Pacheco, comes straight ahead, and gets to the 12-yard line, which is the line of scrimmage. Maybe picked up a half a yard from the 12.5 to the 12.
Yeah, that's one of those where the running back and the quarterback not on the same page. They collide in the backfield. That just stops everything unless the whole defense catch up to you. There was no room at all then.
And at this point in the season, how many snaps could Thomas Conley have taken in practice in the last week? You just don't even, it had to be very minimal.
I would assume zero would be the answer to that question, really.
Yeah, not in the last week. They didn't try to put in any options for him as the quarterback or backup quarterback or wildcat or anything like that.
So now Conley under center. He will come back, hand it to Pacheco off the left side, has some room to the 10, to the 5, still on his feet. Touchdown, Kearney Catholic. Anthony Pacheco, a 12-yarder, and the Stars now have life.
Well, you're starting to see finally, you needed something good happen just to turn the momentum and to turn the confidence level back to put the on switch back on, because it was not there. It was non-existent right before half.
And that throw, I think, really energized Thomas Connolly, the football team, and they're all squarely behind number 15 now. And it was interesting when I talked to Coach Colling at halftime. He said, we will beat them with number 15's legs.
So now the extra point, obviously important. Some movement on the defensive line, some movement on the offensive line. The kick is punched up in the air, and it is, doesn't matter. They're going to wave it off. I think the Stars are going to be called for motion here. There was all kinds of movement on the defensive line, and then the left guard, I believe it was, stood up for Kearney Catholic, and that'll back him up 5 yards.
Well, immediately, old Squires is over there patting. I think it's Eric Long on the helmet saying, relax, those guys were moving, then you moved. It's one of those deals. I don't like that. When the defense forces you to move, then the penalty is on you.
So now they'll line up for a little longer PAT, a 25-yarder for Fitzgerald. Well within his range, as long as everything's good. The kick is away, and he hammers that one up and right down the pipe. So with 9:30 to go in the third quarter of play, it is Aquinas 14, Kearney Catholic 7. We'll take a break and be back right after this on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. The state playoffs brought to you in part by Misco Sports of Kearney.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Well, 10 minutes ago, gloom and doom. Now the Stars right back in it after Tyson Colling recovers the fumbled kickoff. McGuire on the short pooch kick fumbled the ball. And just like we saw Jack Graham do in the quarterfinals against Crofton, they were able to cover that fumble and were able to take it down the field and get on the board. And the same thing here. Recover the fumble, take it down the field and score. So they get the turnover. Thomas Conley completes his first pass of the ball game for 19 yards on third down, and they score. Couldn't have been any better for the Stars, and now Fitzgerald will kick it a little deeper. It's taken to the 15-yard line, and Stauffer to the 20, comes to the left side, 25, and he'll run right into a gangrene wall at the 29-yard line. This time, they're able to hold on to it, and it'll be first down and 10, Monarchs. So now the Stars, their defense has to play as well as they did in the first half.
Yeah, but Doug, the Stars, the whole deal has changed. The momentum's on the Stars' side now. There's people hopping around, high fives are getting together out there saying, let's go, guys. Let's get the ball back for our offense.
How many times does the thing that you need to have happen, happen? And it happened in this football game. And you can hear the Star fans really coming alive and some of the players on the sideline encouraging them on. Back to the double wing. And they will take it to Hoffman right up the middle. Keep it simple for Aquinas, trying to establish things. The ball came loose. Squires trying to go the other way, but they blow it dead.
Boy, Doug, like to see a replay. He was very low to the ground. Conley came flying in there. Now Conley's a little slow to get up.
That's actually Swoboda that carried the football. They do use two fullbacks and two quarterbacks. Swoboda will get 4 yards on the play. And again, when you want to see the replay, they don't show the replay, Tony. It is second down and 6. Send the man in motion. Give it to him on the end around. That's McGuire to the 35. Lowe tries to tackle him, but he goes forward for a couple to the 38, and he's going to be just short of the first down, a gain of 5.
Yeah, once again, just enough of a hole so he busts it up in there before the Stars can get to him. I think they go back to doing some more stunning on the line. They had success with that in the first half, moving some people around right before the ball snapped and then firing through and blowing some plays up.
Michael Byers now in at quarterback. There's been a little trouble here for Aquinas on third and short, but let's see what they do here. Fullback has been money for them. They changed the defensive front. Byers turns, and he is going to throw the football. He's going to throw it as far as he can. Only one man in the pattern. There's all kinds of pushing, and it's going to be incomplete. They'll let it go, trying to get it to Cody Krafka. I think Krafka was the one doing
right.
That pushing. I was expecting an offensive pass interference, but nonetheless, the ball is incomplete, and that is only the second pass attempt of the game, and both of them from Byers and both of them incomplete. So the Monarchs took a chance on third and one. Instead of trying to get that first down and get some momentum away from the Stars, surprised at that call.
Well, you know, they went down the field and Colling stayed home in the defensive backfield and was running step for step with that Krafka.
Good coverage by Colling. And now Fitzgerald back there with Colling to return the punt. Hoffman's been pretty good as the punter, and Seth gets this one away. Another high spiral that'll be taken at the, well, it bounces at the 27, and then the Stars will get away from it. And it'll roll to the 20-yard line, so a 42-yard punt. 41, 41, 42, and 42. Hoffman's pretty consistent.
Yeah, that's a great weapon to have. I think, you know, they wanted to get the ball down there and say, okay, you've got the momentum, but if you're going to take the momentum from it, drive it 80 yards on it. We'll see if you can do that.
7:43 to go, third quarter. Aquinas 14, Kearney Catholic 7. The Stars recovered a fumble by Mitch McGuire. On the opening kickoff of the second half at the 30-yard line, Tyson Colling covered it. We did not get the number of who punched it loose, and it might have been Tyson, but nonetheless, Conley is the quarterback after Clinch suffered a concussion late in the first half. And Conley will hand it to Pacheco. Big hole up the middle, 25, runs into a man and falls forward to the 29-yard line, a gain of 9.
Well, that's a huge, huge hole. Krafka, last line of defense there. Just swallows him up, but what a gain for the Stars.
I think that was the exact same play Pacheco scored on. They love running it off that side, Tony.
Nope, and he stays very, very low and runs very, very hard.
And with Conley in the backfield, instead of just Pacheco, they're leaving Dorr in. They're going three wideouts instead of four. Dorr now shakes off a jersey tackle and gets the first down to the 33-yard line. Somebody grabbed his shoulder pad as soon as he grabbed the ball, but he's able to jerk loose of that and get 4. First down, Kearney Catholic.
Is there a flag laying in the middle of the field, Doug?
Yes, there is. It is a hold on Kearney Catholic. Those holds on run plays are always hard to kind of decipher out there and accept. You can see them on pass plays, but when you get them on a run play, it's a rare occurrence. So, Now it's going to be second and long for Kearney Catholic, second and 11. But the Stars, hey, they've been getting good chunks of yardage here. Don't panic. Keep things rolling. Second down and 11. Move the ball back to the 19-yard line.
Well, see, run that stack again on the left side.
As they show the replay, I'm trying to find where the hold was. Don't see it. And now on this play, there's going to be a swallow-up. Nothing going on for the Stars as Conley...
See, that's the problem.
Tried to keep the football, and he's going to be dropped for a loss of four on the play.
That's the problem when you're not used to taking the snaps. The communication just a little bit off there. He held the ball out to fake it twice, and neither one of the running backs really looking for the football, and then four people just collapse on him.
So now it's third and 15, and for a backup quarterback that's not used to throwing the ball, even though they got 19 yards, it was 3rd and 9. That's a whole lot different than 3rd and 15. Aquinas knows he wants to throw it, and he instead is just going to hand it off to Dorr off the right side, see what he can get to the 17-yard line. Only a couple on the play, and it'll be 4th down and 13. The Stars will have to punt.
Well, now you got to go back to the last time you tried to punt it, you got to get the snap back there to him. And Connolly will snap the ball.
So Thomas Connolly, the rare double of quarterback, long snapper. And let's see if Conley can get the job done. The blocking back is Pacheco, standing at his 5-yard line. Strike waits for it. There's a good snap. Strike gets the kick away. There was some pressure. It's a high kick. It's a short kick. Fair catch called for and taken at the 47-yard line. A 30-yard punt, no return, but the Monarchs will start in Stars territory, and they have had great field position virtually all game.
Yeah, you know, if you play the whole football game on the Kearney Catholic side of the field, that's every coach's dream. They want to have a short field. They've had short fields, and that's something that's really killed Kearney Catholic.
So, again, the Stars going to have to rely on their defense here. First and 10 at the 47-yard line of Kearney Catholic, 14-7 Aquinas, mid-third. Stopper in motion. He'll take it around the right side, get to the 45, and be tackled at the 44. You can't ask more than that from the Stars defense. Collings on the top, but you give those guys on the line some credit out there. There's Jacob Dakey off the bottom of that pile. Squires is over there as well.
Yeah, Doug, somebody's got a guy right on top of him, but he sticks his arm out and just takes his legs out from under him. Good job by whoever that was. I think it's number 20, Colton Dorr, over there on the outside.
Second down and 8. Mark the ball just across the 45-yard line for the Monarchs. Now they go with a different look. No wings, 2 wideouts. And they will turn and hand it to Hoffman, the fullback. And he is so strong, he just crushes forward for 5 to the 40-yard line. It'll be 3rd and about 3.
Yeah, you said it. Nothing special about that. You just hand the ball off and just boom, straight ahead.
4:30 to go in the third quarter. Aquinas 14, the Stars 7. All the points coming off turnovers in this football game. You can call the tackle on the bad punt snap on fourth down. It's not technically a turnover, but that's the way we can say special teams and turnovers here. So 3rd and 3 for the Monarchs. Full house backfield, and they will turn and hand it off, trying to stretch it out. Here is Hoffman, and he'll get the first down. 35 pushed out of bounds at the 34-yard line, a gain of 6.
Yeah, they're going to get a face mask right there. Alex Lowe tackled him high and got right up on his face mask. It's right in front of the Aquinas bench, too, so everybody's pointing.
It's going to be a personal foul face mask as well, the second of the ball game.
Like, I don't understand the personal foul here. They run him out of bounds. He never went to the ground. How hard could he have grabbed it?
I'm still looking for the face mask. Yeah, it's just a late hit, Tony. It's not a face mask. They call a late hit on a kid that didn't get tackled.
Well, you get right over this official right in front of that Aquinas bench, and everybody's going crazy and probably talked you into that one.
Well, remember on the first drive, it was a 15-yard penalty that allowed Aquinas to keep their drive going, although they didn't need that one here. It is a first down, and it is first and 10 at the 19. Stars got to find a way to overcome these mistakes. And on a little quarterback keeper off the right side, Trey Semrod will go forward for a couple to the 17.
But once again, Doug, you start to, you know, there's only 4 minutes left in this third quarter. They get everybody bunched up there, and they just crash forward for 3 yards. You're going to have a, start stunting those defensive linemen and confusing them and to find a hole and get in the backfield.
Second down, call it a 8 yards to go. Ball between the 16 and 17-yard line. Hopping the fullback. They've got Stauffer and McGuire in there. Stauffer in motion. Fake the pitch. Inside handoff to McGuire. McGuire finds a little bit of a seam. Gets across the 15 down to about the 12-yard line. And the tackle made there. Isaac Richter was the guy in on the tackle.
Well, Doug, they call it, you know, some people call that a scissors play, but they fake it one way and then that wingback comes back the other direction and it gives him an inside handoff, and that can be a very effective play. Stars actually did a good job of those guys staying home on that backside and taking care of that, making sure it wasn't a big play.
Third down and three, Monarchs, 3 minutes to go. They're at the Star, 12-yard line, up 14-7. Quarterback Trey Semrod sends his man in motion, gives it to Hoffman off the left side, steps over a man, has the first down inside the 10 to the 7-yard line, a gain of 5. Hoffman is carrying the load right now for the Monarchs. First and goal.
Well, Pacheco grabs a hold of him, but Hoffman's so very, very strong.
Listed at 5'10", 205, trying to tackle a cinder block as he explodes. And that's the one thing, if you can get that fullback yardage in this double wing, that's where you're going to make your bread and butter, because it's so tough to get any kind of a lick on him before he's up the field a yard or two.
Just looks like Corey Schlesinger.
First and goal at the 7, Semrod. He is going to keep it himself around the left side, and he is drilled, but drilled forward by Brian Hoosman to the 4. Hit him at the 6, but tackled him forward to the 4, second and goal.
Yeah, I don't think he saw Hoosman coming, and when he locked on him, Hoosman takes him to the ground, but all of the momentum's going forward again.
Again, only 2 passes attempted in the game by the Monarchs, neither one of them by Semrod. So a couple times they keep the ball in his hands to run, but the Stars, no need to even worry about the pass, you wouldn't think. McGuire, the right halfback, Stauffer, the left halfback. They give it to Hoffman, left side, and he keeps the legs churning. Hit at the 3, but gets to the 1, and it's 3rd and goal.
Doug, when he say hit at the 3, it looked like he was stood up at one point, and then somehow he stays on his feet and just hops forward. He was trying to stretch that ball for the goal line.
John Blake on the stop. 3rd and goal, Aquinas at the 1. A minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. Monarchs up 14-7. And again, getting some aid on this drive with a late hit call. And the Monarchs better hurry or they're going to have to call a timeout. And that's looks like the quarterback, Semrod, is going to come talk to the official and run the play clock down and call a timeout. So that'll be the first timeout of this second half, and Aquinas will take it. A minute 18 to go, third quarter. Aquinas 14-7 over Kearney Catholic in the C2 State Championship game. But again, it's goal to go from the 1 when we come back.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for 1. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Aquinas likes going off the left side. Your center, Max Mariowski, 6'1", 255. Your left guard, James Burrish, 6'1", 185. Your left tackle, Heerman, 6'2", 225.
Yeah, big bodies up there, but when your fullback crashing right over your left hip, that helps too, and another big body.
Stars need to stop, at least make Aquinas make a decision on fourth down. It's 3rd and goal at the 1. McGuire and Stauffer in there. No, it's going to be McGuire and the backup eye back, but it doesn't matter. They crash on the left side with Hoffman, who has no problem getting into the end zone for a touchdown. Yeah. 3 touchdowns, all from 1 yard.
Once again, just bulldozes his way into the end zone. That's a David Squires gets up off the bottom of the pile. I know they were trying to create a pile of linebackers fly in there, but Hoffman's just too big and strong to bring down when you need a half a yard. He's going to get it about 98 out of 100 times.
So the extra point now for Landon Stauffer. Try and take it back out to a 14-point lead with a minute 15. The sun's setting, so there's no sun on the field right now as we had for the first half. And the kick is away. The kick is up and good. 1:15 to go, third quarter of play, Aquinas 21, Kearney Catholic 7. We're back after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
Aquinas has scored in every quarter, and Tony, this is the second most points the Stars have given up. They were blowing out Thayer Central 60-0, and Thayer Central scored 21 in the second half. They gave up 24 to St. Cecilia on opening night. It's 21-7 here.
Yeah, you know what, and that's what championship teams do. When it looks like you've seized the momentum and things are going your way, Coach Mimic and staff get the kids back and say, we got to answer back right now, and that's exactly what they did.
So Landon Stoffer tees it up again at the 40-yard line with Fitzgerald and Colling waiting deep to try and return this. Stoffer has put one into the end zone here today, and as he boots this one, it's strong, and Fitzgerald does catch it at the 1. 5, 10, left side 15, up the hash to the 20, to the 25-yard line, and that's where he'll be tackled at the 26-yard line. Kalen Vandenberg in on the tackle.
Alex Lowe made just an absolute huge block.
Great block out there.
It's just one of those, just hammered that guy to spring him for the few yards that he could get. But that was a big shot.
First and 10 Stars, ball just across their 25-yard line with only 13 minutes left in their season. They've got to find a way to get the offense going again. Abe Clinch out for the whole second half, suffered a concussion late in the first half, and Thomas Conley is the quarterback. Four wideouts, Pacheco with him in the shotgun situation. Conley runs option. He makes the late pitch, but there's nowhere to run and out of bounds at about the 26-yard line, maybe a gain of one. There was nowhere to go, well covered by Aquinas. And again, Tony, we talked about it at halftime. Unless Kearney Catholic can complete a couple of passes, Aquinas can sell out for the run. Whether they can run the option or run the wildcat, it doesn't matter. You got nobody back having to worry about all these wingbacks and wide receivers.
Right. You got to complete a pass here to get some people loosened up. They were flowing the football on the outside, plus you ran to the short side of the field.
Second and 10, they'll run it to the wide side, go with an inside handoff to Fitzgerald to the 30, 35. He's got the first down, 40, stays in bounds. He'll be shoved out of bounds at the 44-yard line. That's a gain of 19 for Keegan Fitzgerald. That is the same play the Stars ran against Crofton to set up the game-winning field goal. It was second and long, and they ran that inside handoff, little mini reverse, and they ran it again here.
Yeah, it was a... Basically, everybody else would call it, you know, the guy comes from the outside, they flick it to him, and around the end he goes. Great wall of blockers set up
Jacob
around the other side.
Bartunek with the tackle, first and 10 at their 44. 56 seconds to go in the quarter. Option to the right side. Pitch out here to Pacheco. Blocking isn't there. Pacheco is crushed behind the line of scrimmage at the 42, a loss of two.
Well, Hoffman's the first man there. He sheds that tackler, and then, boom, there's three more guys just absolutely crush him.
Second down and 12 at the 42. And although that reverse isn't a gimmick play in the Stars' offense, there's only so many that Kearney Catholic can run. They ran a lot of those against Crofton because they couldn't run it up the middle. They had to get to the outside, and there was only so many ways to do it. And they're going to have to be able to find a way to get to the outside here. As the Stars break the huddle with 12 seconds on the play clock, Hoosman and Colling to the wide side. They'll send Fitzgerald in motion that way as well. And they'll run option that way. Conley pitches it out to Pacheco. Pacheco trying to get to the corner, and he is going to be caught out there by Bartunek and slung out of bounds for a gain of two back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 10, stopping the clock with 2 seconds to go in the third quarter.
It looked like he might have an opportunity to get the corner, but Bartunek grabs him by the jersey, and he's just strong enough to just slingshot him, just throw him out of bounds, one hand.
Aquinas is doing a great job of spying Conley because he's had to pitch it. There's not even a chance to fake the ball because he has nowhere to run after about two, three steps. So it'll be third down and 10. Stars will stack their wide receivers both right and left. Motion again. Trips to the right side now as Collins in motion. Low snap. Conley rolls to his right. Has time. Throws it out here. It's going to be intercepted at the 45 and returned to the 48-yard line. Trying to get it to Fitzgerald, and it's picked off by Trey Simrod.
Well, Simrod just reads that play immediately. Conley's on the run. Fires a pass intended for Keegan Fitzgerald, but Simrod steps right in front of it and throws it right to number 12 in a white jersey.
And that'll be the final play of the third quarter. After three in the C2 State Championship game, it's David City Aquinas 21, Kearney Catholic 7. We're back with the fourth quarter after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Club. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Kearney Catholic, 114 yards. Aquinas, 102 in the game, yet it's 21-7 Aquinas, and they've got the ball first and 10 at their own 47 as we start the fourth quarter. It would be an epic comeback, but things look good right now for Aquinas if they can hang on to the football.
Well, once again, Doug, they don't have to get a yard. They can punt it down and make Kearney Catholic go 80 yards again. The whole game has been played on the Kearney Catholic end of the field, which you just can't do that.
Again, the Stars had the opening possession of the game, marched it from their 24 down to the 18, fumbled a pitch. It was returned back by Aquinas to the 33. They take it in. Abe Clinch then goes out with a concussion late in the second quarter. The Stars have to go to Conley. They lose their passing game, and now they're just trying to hang on. And it's fullback dive every play for Aquinas, and this time it's Austin Swoboda into the Stars' territory at the 45. It's an 8-yard gain.
Yeah, this is one of those. You know, if you're just controlling right between tackle to tackle, you're moving the ball, and that's fine. You just continue with one quarter left. You take a bunch of time off the clock and hand the ball off.
As good as the Stars' defense has played, about everything that could have went wrong has went wrong here for the Stars. They did capitalize on a fumble by Aquinas on the opening kickoff of the third quarter as McGuire brings it around the left side and is going to be right at the first down marker after a short gain of 2.
But I believe he's going to have the 2.25 yards he needed to move the chains.
Well, you hope so. And it is a first down. I mean, there haven't been very many penalties in this ball game. For Aquinas, just 2 for 19. Kearney Catholic, 6 for 57. So penalties, turnovers, bad punt snap. That was the huge play of the football game. And now it's first down and 10 instead of third and an inch. They'll spread the field a little bit and leave the fullback as Austin Swoboda. And the quarterback is Trey Simrod. No, it's Myers. He's going to hand it off. And this time the Stars sell out. Swoboda does the best job he can. Still gets a couple on the play. Across the 40 to about the 39. A gain of 3.
Doug, it's one of those you think, all right, they blew the play up. And then, no, three, gain of 3. I mean it's, when they initially hit him, then it's falling forward for another 2 yards.
The best season as far as depth into the playoffs ever for Kearney Catholic. But they are on the backside of this 21-7 decision. Swoboda stays as the fullback. And this time the quarterback's going to keep it. And Myers has a hole over the right side. 35-30 to the 28. Pacheco hangs on to bring him down there. An 11-yard gain for Michael Byers on just his second carry. Another first down Kearney Catholic has to stay mentally focused, Tony. Make the tackle. Don't try to strip the ball. That will happen on its own, but you got to make the tackle. You can't let the 2-yard gains end up being 11-yard gains, and that's what happened there for Byers. And they're hustling up to the line of scrimmage as well, as Swoboda will have McGuire take it left side. They try to bounce him outside. Stood up by Hoosman and driven out of bounds. Nice job there by Hoosman to not let McGuire get anything. But this is something you hate. Aquinas is up 14, and they're not running clock.
No, and I'm thinking, you want to shorten the game as much as possible. Why in the world would you snap the ball with 19 seconds left on the play clock? I go up there and say, guys, I wouldn't be worried about getting in your stance till 7. I'll snap it with 2-3 seconds left. I just don't understand that.
So as they force him out of bounds, it's 2nd and 10, clock stop, go back to that double wing. They will send McGuire in motion. They will hand it off. Swoboda, big hole left side, 25-21. He'll be brought down between the 20 and 21-yard line, a gain of 8. They'll need 2.5 yards here. It'll be 3rd down.
Well, Doug, the last play when they had success, they bounced it to the outside, never let them get their shoulders square. When Aquinas is running downhill with their shoulders square, Kearney Catholic has not stopped them at all.
Nicholas Mazur is out to the left side, but they're going to run that ball, and I don't know why they wouldn't. As Myers has it, sends a man in motion, and they will hand it off. Swoboda, the fullback, trying to get outside. He steps off the tackle of Alex Lease and is brought down at the 19. He's going to be short. It'll be 4th and 1 as he picked up 1.5 yards. They need 2.5, and they did something different that time with the fullback. The Stars were ready for it. Lease had him behind the line of scrimmage, but they're starting to break tackles. 4th down and 1 for the Monarchs.
Be a 35-yard field goal. They're 2 of 5 on field goals on the year.
Landon Stauffer is the kicker, but it looks like they're going to go for it. As Kalen Vandenberg comes in, Stars have to make this stop. 4th and 1. Swoboda is your fullback. Quarterback is Byers. They give it to Swoboda off the left side. He's got the 1st down to the 15, to the 14, and it'll be 1st down and 10, a gain of 5.
No, that's an excellent job by Swoboda on the outside. He's just on those linemen's backs, feeling his way. Finally, very patient run, finds a little bit of a seam, knows where he has to get, and then just hops forward, and then that's all they needed.
First true drive of this football game by Aquinas, 8 plays, 39 yards. So far, they've chewed up over 3 minutes on the drive. 1st down and 10. This time, Stauffer around the right side, and he'll be tackled forward to the 10, maybe even give him the 9-yard line. He stood up, and the Stars came from behind and tackled him forward about 3 yards. It'll be 2nd down and 5.
That's a reoccurring theme here, Doug.
Well, it's painful right now for the Kearney Catholic fans because you can see that it's just not going to happen. It is ticking away, 8:14 and counting, and timeout now by Kearney Catholic. It'll be their first of the second half. 8:13 to go. You're down 14 in the state championship game, plus the Monarchs are 9 yards away from putting this one away. 21-7 Aquinas. Stars need to force a turnover or make some kind of a stop here. We'll see what happens when we come back.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Well, it's been a good season for football, not only in our area, but right there in Kearney with Kearney Catholic, Kearney High make it to the playoffs, Kearney Catholic the state finals, and now UNK at home against Wayne State of Michigan, and it all starts with the tailgate on Saturday, Tony.
They're 10-1. They're the 4th-ranked team in the country, folks. Go out to Loper Alley before the game. You know where the fountain is in the middle of the campus. It's just the streets just off of that fountain to the south, back toward the Fine Arts Building. Check it out. It's a great time before the game, after the game. Get your tickets today, Lopers.com. Check out this Wayne State Michigan team as they come to town. Support the Lopers.
2nd and 5 now for Aquinas. The quarterback, Michael Byers, is going to hand it off up the middle to the fullback, and into the end zone is Austin Swoboda for his 2nd touchdown of the game. 9 yards out, and it's 27-7.
Well, no big surprise there, Doug. They're just crashing. That play has worked all game long. They continue to go back to it. That'd be their 60th rushing touchdown on the season.
And 8:08 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Stauffer now lines up for the extra point. And the snap good, the placement down, the kick is away, and the kick is no good. Missed it wide to the right that time. Kick is wide right. And with 8:08 to go, it's Aquinas 27, Kearney Catholic 7. We will have more of the C2 State Championship on KKPR-FM and KXPN-KICS-AM right after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Landon Stauffer once again has it teed up here for the Monarchs with 8:08 left in the season. As the ball is booted away, will be returnable by the Stars, taken at the 3 by Colling. Up the middle, 10, 15, 20, hit there at the 25 and gets up to the 30-yard line. And Swoboda makes the tackle. He's the MVP of this game.
Yeah, why wouldn't he? He's been all over the place. First quarter, it was one tackle after another tackle. Coming into this ball game, he led this team. We mentioned 127 tackle points on the year. So he's been great for him all year, and that's what great players do in state finals. They rise, and he certainly has risen to the occasion today.
So the Stars take over. Thomas Conley again replacing the injured Abe Clinch in the last 3 minutes of the first half. Suffered a concussion when he was thrown down to the turf on an incomplete pass on a clean play. Conley going to keep it himself off the right side, gets to the 35 and stretches it out to the 37-yard line. Maybe a little more nickel right here from Aquinas just in case they think the Stars are going to throw it. But now you got Conley running over to the sideline every play and then running back in with the play, and that all takes a little bit of time here. They have to be very, very effective, a 7-yard gain for Conley.
When you're running up the middle like that, the clock now continues. You got to score relatively quickly here and to have something to give yourself any chance at all.
But scoring is the big thing. They've only had one score in the game. Conley going to keep it again off the right side, tries to read his block, comes outside 40, turns the corner 45, has a first down to midfield. They'll say that he's down at the 48-yard line, a gain of 10, but it does move the chains here for Kearney Catholic. Each team now with 10 first downs in the ball game, 27-7 Aquinas, 7:15 to go. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports Post Game Show, and still one championship game to go tonight in Class A. Lincoln Southeast, Omaha Burke, the 1-2 teams play for it all on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the only radio station in the state of Nebraska to bring you all 6 championship games.
Doug, I think you got to throw. You can't wait. You said this during a break. You can't wait till 3rd and 10. You can't wait till 3rd and 15 to throw the football. You got to do it on first down.
They didn't call Conley out of bounds, so the play clock running 2-1, and the snap back, empty backfield. He wants to throw, can't make the decision. Now a penalty flag. He dumps it away. It's incomplete. But a penalty flag right in the area of holding, as the referee has thrown his flag quite a few times in this football game, and it is holding on the Stars.
Well. Now, that was in the backfield. Conley takes a heck of a shot. That's a Bartunek in the backfield.
That's no, the 7th penalty on Kearney Catholic, 2 so far on Aquinas.
I mean, he's right in his face the whole time. I mean, he turns around to throw the ball. It's not the 1,000. I mean, right immediately he's in his face.
And see, now this one, Tony, is marked off from the spot. So it's way back at the 31-yard line. It is first down and 29. See, in the first half they didn't do that. In the second half they did, so explain that one to me. Back to pass, Conley trying to set up a screen, and it is going to be tipped and almost intercepted, trying to get it to Pacheco. When you got first and 29, there's only a couple of plays you're going to run, and Kalen Vandenberg knew what one of them was, and he came through and knocked it away.
Yeah, Vandenberg was thinking, I'm going to walk, I'm going to grab this, and I'm going to walk in for six. Just could not gather the football into his arms.
So the Stars, 11-1, Aquinas 12-0 at the beginning of the year. The Stars only ranked in Huskerland Prep at 10th, and the reason, because they knew they had the 1, 2, and 3 teams in the first 3 weeks. For Aquinas, Stu had them ranked 5th in the Omaha. The Lincoln had the Aquinas ranked 5th as well.
And Bob had them ranked 3rd.
Out of the shotgun, they're going to hand it off around the left side. It's a double option pitch, and instead of trying to get to the corner door, tried to cut it back up inside, and is tackled at the 31-yard line, and that's the line of scrimmage, so 3rd and 29.
Yeah, just nothing happening here, and I guess you throw up a hey, just say, go down there, I'm going to throw the ball as far as I can now, I guess. That's about all you got left to do here.
And I wouldn't even necessarily line up Conley as the quarterback. Whoever's got the best arm, and if it's Thomas Conley, so be it, but you're at a point now where it doesn't matter. 6 minutes to go, it's 27-7, and you feel bad for the Stars. Not sure about West Point Guardian Angels, but every other team played pretty good here, and this by far is not the Stars' best effort. They know it, but this is what they will see across the state on 3rd and long, and the Stars are going to run it up the middle with Conley to the 40, to the 43, and that's where they will stack him up. So it's a gain of about 12, but it's 4th and 17.
Well, you know, that just feeds, I think, right into the hands of Aquinas there. They'd love to give you that play every down, every time on 3rd and 29.
And they're going to send in strike to punt. This is just a philosophical thing here, Tony. Doesn't matter how big Aquinas beats you. This game is over if you punt the football, and that's what Kearney Catholic has elected to do here, as they have decided to say uncle, and Aquinas now drops back to receive the punt from Connor Strike. And Strite will boot this one away off a good snap. Nice high spiraled kick that will bounce inside the 30 and actually stay in bounds for the Stars and roll inside the 15 to the 13. That'll be Aquinas' worst field position of the game, a 44-yard punt.
Very good snap that time from Conley. So 5 minutes remains, and like you said, no sense sugarcoating it. This one's over.
Yeah, if you joined us late, Kearney Catholic got the ball and marched right down the field, ran the ball, first 7 plays, took it down the field, got to the 18-yard line, suffered a sack. Then on the next play, they tried to run a little option out here with Fitzgerald. The pitch was behind him. It was fumbled, picked up by Bartunek. He returned it 37 yards to the Stars, 33. They took it in from 1 yard out. Then after a bad punt snap with 3.5 to go in the first half, the Stars couldn't do anything on that bad punt snap. It was a 20-yard gain or 20-yard field. They take it in again right before half, 14-0. Stars recover a fumble on the opening kickoff of the second half to cut it to 14-7, but that's been their only bright spot, as up the middle, Seth Hoffman will pick up 5.
Yep, once again, they just continue to go back. If it's not Hoffman, it's Svoboda, and they just go back and forth, putting fresh legs in there, running straight ahead. And any time, Doug, I said, when they're running downhill with their shoulders square, they've killed this Kearney Catholic defense today.
2nd and 5 of the 19. McGuire now comes out of that right wing to the left side. He'll be tackled at the 20-yard line, only a gain of 1. And again, that's the amazing thing, Tony. Landon Stauffer, the leading rusher on this team, has 5 yards in the football game. The fullbacks, Hoffman with 45, Svoboda with 43, 22 carries, 88 yards for those two young men. 3 of the touchdowns on short yardage situation, only once, and that was the last drive that Aquinas really drive the football in this game.
We would have to go back and ask Stu or Riley Jane, but I would venture to guess never in state football playoff history.
Here's a double handoff as McGuire gives it back inside to Stauffer, and Stauffer doesn't get the first down, so the Stars stay disciplined there as he gets to the 21-yard line, and it'll be 4th down and 2, 2.5 to go.
Never in state football history has a team taken the trophy home and not had a 1,000-yard rusher. I bet it's never happened before, and this will be the first.
Well, and I'm sure it has happened before, but Aquinas has 0 passing yards in this football game, too. This is one of those where they say, well, if they played 10 times, what would happen? I'm going to tell you right now, and I know this is sounding homerish, I would take Kearney Catholic more than 50% of the time. I thought they were the better football team as I watched this game. They just made the mistakes today that you can't make. And Hoffman, as they go for the block, and almost blocked in there by the Stars and Colton Dorr, but now they're trying to run some razzle-dazzle as the punt gets away. Fitzgerald makes everybody miss, but he's not getting up the field. Some shoddy tackling, finally going to be drilled at the 48-yard line. Fitzgerald ran all over the place. You would have thought he made everybody on the Monarchs miss, but they finally put him down.
Yeah, Fitzgerald has really been a spark for this team all year long. During the return game on the outside, he is a quick, shifty little guy. But today there's just been not a lot of room for him to operate.
Well, one thing is this season winds down now with 2:43 to go. It was not the best performance today for the Kearney Catholic kids. That's why they will feel bad. But I'll tell you what, this was a great year for the Stars. Off that 40-yard punt, the Stars will have one more chance here to try and get into the end zone. Conley all by himself in the backfield, drops back to pass. Looks to throw it as far as he can to the left side for Alex Lease, and the ball is going to be intercepted again by Trey Semrod, and that was a heck of a play by Trey Semrod, his second pick of the ball game.
Yeah, Semrod goes up, receivers right there, just plucked it out of the air, just took it away from the receiver.
First time the whole game that the Stars went to the one-on-one side and threw the football down the field. Of course, that's only the eighth pass attempt of the game by Kearney Catholic.
Well, yeah, and I thought, Doug, early on we were going to see it going, and obviously Clinch in there, you feel a lot more comfortable probably with him throwing the football. But
three turnovers for Kearney Catholic plus the bad punt snap, and Aquinas will get the ball at the 28-yard line.
Kearney Catholic's taking a timeout because they couldn't get the right personnel on the field.
So timeout by the Stars with 2:35 to go. Aquinas is going to win the C2 state championship. The first for Coach Ron Mimick since he won C1 in 1997. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by Five Points Bank and Hastings. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
2:35 remaining in the football season. Aquinas now just trying to run out the clock. Michael Byers in at quarterback the last couple of drives here, and he will turn, and they've got some new faces in the ball game. Handed around the left end to number 9, Trent Eller. He'll get up to the 31-yard line, a gain of 3.
Doug, why Kearney Catholic got to call a timeout there? I like what Alex Lease is thinking. Maybe we can slow him down. We get 12 or 13 of us out here.
Second down and 7 after Eller goes for 3 yards, so Aquinas and maybe both teams will have a chance to get everybody on the field here at Memorial Stadium. 27-7, the second largest margin of victory in the first 5 games, only behind the opener yesterday in D1. This time they'll hand it off up the middle, and again that is going to be Austin Swoboda, the fullback, over the 35 to the 40 and a first down at the 41.
I don't know if I've ever saw that before, where the wide receiver is so uninvolved in the offense and his only real responsibility is make sure they've got a defensive guy on you.
And they don't even go in the huddle.
No, they just go out there and stand by themselves.
Cody Krafka, they threw one to him in the football game. 2 pass attempts in this game and both incomplete. First and 10 now at the 41-yard line of Aquinas, a minute 40 and counting to go in the game. And they will hand it off around the right side and getting up to the 45-yard line for a gain of 4.
Still some good hitting going on out there. I think that's number 24 for the Stars. Low again.
Eric Kobza on the carry. He'll get 4. Last couple of years, the D2 or C2 final has at least had some anticipation of the fourth quarter. But not the case this year. Aquinas is going to get the victory.
Yeah, Squires comes out of the ball game now, and now they run some new people in. 74 and 50 for Aquinas. Preston Smith comes into the ball game. Jeff Witter comes into the ball game, seeing some of their first action Now they're going to have to call a timeout because they didn't have the right people on the field.
Last year, St. Cecilia won their second straight state championship, won it in C1, of course, in 2009. And then that's the last game Norfolk Catholic, by the way, has lost, who's won the last two championships in C1, did it earlier today, 20-6 over Platteview. Last year, St. Cecilia won the C2 title over Archbishop Bergen, 17-14. 2 years ago, Ponca had to go overtime to beat Hardington Cedar Catholic, 14-13. And before that, Blue Hill was in the championship three straight years, lost twice to Wakefield and then beat Archbishop Bergen by a score of 14-0. So the last three C2 championships definitely went into the fourth quarter, and this one did as well. It was 21-7. The Stars, even though they didn't have the quarterback, Abe Clinch, at least were still in the ball game until they took it in from 9 yards out from Swoboda with 8 minutes to go, and that was our last score. 57 seconds left here as Aquinas tries to run this clock out. Around the left side once again will be Trent Eller, and he's not going to get anything back to the line of scrimmage. And only one more play needs to be run. Six more guys come in. And for Kearney Catholic, they're keeping it pretty simple. Jack Graham runs onto the field with 40 seconds to go.
Yeah, still a majority of those seniors that have played so much football, Jacob Dakey and Isaac Richter, still in the ball game.
No, they're all out there. Conley's still out there. Calling still out there. Last snap of this football game here in the C2 championship. What a ride it's been for Kearney Catholic this year. And they go fullback dive with Austin Swoboda, your MVP of the game. He's going to get a couple of yards, and that's going to wrap things up. So Kearney Catholic had us on a ride all season long, but it wasn't their day today. The Stars will end a magical year at 11-2. Aquinas will go a clean sweep at 13-0. The final score, the Aquinas Monarchs 27 and the Kearney Catholic Stars 7. But Aquinas apparently wanted to get a timeout here to run a play with some other kids, and so the celebration on the David City side has to wait a second, and on the Kearney Catholic side, they have to play one more play here as well. But, Tony, we saw some really good football, and the Stars gut checked the last 2 weeks against Crofton and St. Pat's. Just didn't have it this third straight week.
No, you know, and it's tough. They just couldn't get it rolling. Once the fumble happened, the momentum was all bad. But you know what? The seniors, Anthony Pacheco, Keegan Fitzgerald, Spencer Lowe, Tyson Collin, Colton Dorr, then the big guys up front that have done it for you, David Burkink, Eric Long, Anthony Donovan, Jacob Dakey. Those guys will be missed by this team. There's a lot of young talent still in this school system for years to come.
Trev Semrod will take the final snap here. The freshman quarterback sends one of his men in motion, and the Stars come through, force a fumble. The Kearney Catholic Stars will scoop it and score with Keegan Fitzgerald. So Keegan Fitzgerald is going to return it on the final play of the game to make the official final score 27-13. But it doesn't matter. Never seen anything like that where one team scores on the final play, only they're not the winner. Keegan Fitzgerald on the fumble return to make it 27-13. That'll be your final. And Keegan Fitzgerald, what a year he had.
No, you're right, Doug. All these kids, what a year it was. You got to think, I just remember the two-a-day talking so many times on our Doug and Daddy show, Doug. It was like, what are the chances these guys are going to win one of those first three? The schedule's brutal. It's the 1, 2, and 3 teams in the state. You go out the first week and play your rear ends off and get beat. You thought you were right in that ball game, and you thought, well, here we go, the 0-3 start. You win the next two and totally change the perception everybody had for you. And then you run the table the rest of the way, and you go into the playoffs, and you take care of a power like Crofton in the playoffs. You take care of St. Pat's on the road the second time you had to play them. You get to Lincoln, and it's tough to get up every week and emotionally be absolutely fired up to play football every week. And I think last week to come back like they did, a lot of that emotion and getting to Lincoln maybe ran out of some of it.
Well, that first quarter, that first half, incredible. Isaac Richter is going to get credit for the fumble, and they're going to give it as a 35-yard fumble return for Keegan Fitzgerald. But you have two monstrous bad plays that happen to you. You have the fumble as you are marching. I mean, Cardiac Catholic, that opening drive, just marching it right down the field. We're going to go in. We've never been to Memorial Stadium. We're going to go up 7-0. Aquinas is going to go, what just happened? All of a sudden, the ball gets knocked loose, and Jacob Bartunek returns it 37 yards to the Star 33. They take it in. Then the Stars have a bad punt snap, which they had problems with. Gave up 3 points last week with one of those against St. Pat's. Actually gave up 7 points with it last week at St. Pat's, and they gave up 7 points with it here. Then Ed Clinch gets hurt with a concussion right at the end of the first half. Doesn't play at all in the second half. That's asking a lot for Thomas Conley, who did well on the first drive of the second half. But Aquinas, it just limited the playbook for the Stars. It was way too much to overcome here today.
Yeah, you're right. And then you got a pretty good football team, especially when you can just turn and hand the ball off to two fullbacks and let them get 5 yards every carry, and that's what they did pretty much all day.
We want to say thanks to Dave Colling and all the great assistant coaches and Rashawn and Coach Pacheco, Coop, Brungart, Carnahan, Moses, Johnson, the time that they put in. We want to thank them for their time the whole season long, and it just wasn't meant to be today. But as we've said every week during these playoffs, Stars having trouble getting out of that first round for a while, being upset. They didn't have to worry about that. Getting out of that second round, which they hadn't done forever, they did that, plus they avenged the losses to Blue Hill. The last few times a team that they had beaten in the regular season had knocked them out in the playoffs. They'd never been to the semifinals. They made it to the semifinals. They'd never been to the finals, and they were to the finals here today. The medal and trophy presentation's coming up, and we will be back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln right after this.
Every morning, the sun greets you. As reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Coverage of state football is presented in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is their business, Midwest Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, a longtime supporter of the Lopers, the Stars, and the Bearcats. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play, because at Misco Sports, right now, to get you ready for the holidays, an extra 15% off every item in the store, even if it's already discounted. You just take another 15% off at Misco Sports on the breaks, downtown Kearney Center. And right now, Coach Dave Colling getting an opportunity to present the runner-up medals to his kids. Anthony Pacheco ends up being one of the greatest running backs, one of the greatest rushing seasons in Kearney Catholic history. Keegan Fitzgerald, as they go numerically, one of the best players we've seen. And some of these kids will be back. Abe Clinch will be back to take over that starting quarterback role next year. And the Stars, from what we understand, the kids are going to continue to come here.
No,
they got talent coming, is what
they
say.
They've got talent all over the school, and there's a lot of excitement, I think. And this is something you obviously want to build on. It wasn't your day, Doug. It wasn't your day at all.
And now here's where Dave Colling gives the medal to his son, Tyson. We've had a lot of that here at the state championships. Either a couple of them have been winning with Coach Beller for Norfolk Catholic and Coach Kozel at Sargent. But right there, Dave Colling and his son, Tyson, as you said, what a ride it's been, and silver medal. Nobody else has one at Kearney Catholic. Now they've got something to shoot for still.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you look back at what a great season. Obviously, you're just hugely disappointed as you watch this, Doug. You know, you're thinking, gosh, we think we could have been right in this ball game. I don't know where the deal. Even after the fumble, I thought they'd really regroup, but it's just like they got on their heels and never really responded. And probably, you know, one of those things, just if, like you said, out of 10 times, it's Norfolk Catholic, Minden, Sam Dunn, I think he'll tell you, we'd had to play a perfect game. 9 out of 10 times, I think they beat us. If we could play a perfect game and get a couple turnovers, I think we'd get one of them. I don't think you say the same thing about these two teams. I mean, I think Kearney Catholic feels that they're every bit as competitive as David City was here today.
And we'll take a look at the final stats here on the Misco Sports postgame show in just a moment. But don't forget, still one game to go tonight, the Class A final, exclusively on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, your only radio station in the state of Nebraska to bring you every state football championship game this year and for the past 6 years. It'll be tonight at 7:15 between Omaha Burke and Lincoln Southeast. We'll take a break, look at the final stats after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves, 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the final stats as provided here at the University of Nebraska Memorial Stadium for this C2 state championship game. For Aquinas, Austin Swoboda, 11 carries, 52 yards, and two touchdowns. Seth Hoffman, 12 carries, 45 yards, and a touchdown. Mitch McGuire, 8 carries, 22 yards. Michael Byers, 3 carries, 22 yards. Trey Semrod, 5 carries, 21 yards, and a touchdown. Landon Stauffer, the leading rusher at over 850 yards, 6 carries, 7 yards. Eric Kobza, 2 carries, 7 yards. Trent Eller, 2 carries, 6 yards. Zach Crank, 1 carry, 1 yard. And Trev Semrod, who got rolled up on that final play of the game, gets negative 13 on that. 51 rushes, 170 yards for Adams Central. They threw the ball twice, both by Michael Byers. Neither were complete, so all 53 plays accounted for yardage positively. We're on the ground, 170 yards. That's only 3.2 yards per play in this football game. Penalties, 2 for 19, punts, 5 for 41.2 yards in the contest. A couple of other things, first downs, 11, 6 of 14 on third down, 1 of 2 on fourth down in this football game. As they are about ready now to present the runner-up trophy to the Kearney Catholic Stars, we'll try and pick up a little bit of that from our PA announcer, Rich Broderson.
There it was.
Kearney Catholic High School bringing home the championship. So that's a look at what we had for Aquinas' stats for Kearney Catholic. Officially, Anthony Pacheco, 19 carries, 52 yards, and the lone offensive touchdown. Thomas Conley, 6 carries, 32 yards. Keegan Fitzgerald, 3 carries, 21 yards. Tyson Colling, 2 carries, 15 yards. Colton Doerr, 5 carries, 9 yards. Abe Clinch, 5 carries, negative 4. And then you had the fumbled snap or the low snap on the punt. They attribute that to Connor Streit. I put that down as team. No way. Either way, it's a 15-yard loss. And so for the Stars, 41 rushing attempts, 110 yards in the ball game through the air today. Abe Clinch was 1 for 4 for 14 yards. Thomas Conley was 1 for 4, 2 interceptions, 19 yards. The Stars, 2 for 8, 2 picks, no touchdowns, and 33 passing yards. So 49 plays, 143 yards total offense, the lowest output of the season for Kearney Catholic, but yet only 27 fewer yards than what Aquinas managed on four more plays, 2.9 for the Stars on those plays. Penalties, 7 for 75 on Kearney Catholic. A couple of big ones that kept drives alive that both resulted in touchdowns for Aquinas. One was a late hit, one was a personal foul face mask.
Yeah, that's something that plagued them all year. They tried to clean it up. Doug, the first night, remember against St. Cecilia, they were shocked at how many flags were thrown, and it was personal foul variety. They've had that problem all year long. It just didn't rear its ugly head here tonight.
They had thought they had cleaned it up, but it did happen here. Connor Streit did get five punts away, averaging 36.5 yards. The Stars, 3 for 11 on third down, and then 0 for 1 on fourth down, and that was the punt on the bad snap there. 25 minutes and 20 seconds, the time of possession for Aquinas, 22-40 for Kearney Catholic. The other Kearney Catholic score, the 35-yard fumble return by Keegan Fitzgerald on the final play of the game. Aquinas actually called timeout to put all their young kids in, and the Stars just ran over the line and knocked the ball out of the quarterback's hands, and Fitzgerald picked it up and ran it in to make the final score. The David City Aquinas Monarchs 27 and the Kearney Catholic Stars 13. The Stars lose on opening night to St. Cecilia, where they committed three turnovers. They commit three turnovers in this football game here. That night it was 24-14. Tonight it's 27-13. Stars 11-2, Aquinas 13-0. And we'll be back to wrap it up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium and the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Five teams have won state champions. Yesterday, Elgin, Pope John in D1, Sargent in D2, Elkhorn in B, and today the two Class C champions, C1, Norfolk Catholic, and David City Aquinas here in Class C2. Another football season in the books, Tony.
Another football season in the books, but Doug, the area football is still not done. The Lopers are in action. I want to remind you one more time, Loper Alley before the game, $5. Come eat Nebraska Star Beef. Come check it out. Come to Loper Alley just south of the stadium. There'll be plenty of people there. They'll help you. Check out the Lopers at noon as they take on Wayne State of Michigan. Should be a great atmosphere. Should be great weather for football. And we're going to be there. But, Doug, this was a fun season. We got to see some great area teams stand out immediately. Kennesaw, obviously, making a deep run. Minden making a very deep run. Kearney Catholic. All three very, very, very tremendous seasons. It was a fun one to do.
Yeah, and you saw some teams do things. Minden did things they've never done before. Made the finals one time back in the 70s when they won it all in 77, I believe, but hadn't done anything recently. Snap a 0-9 streak in the first round for the last nine times. And then you see Kearney Catholic make their first semifinal, their first final. You see a team like Shelton do something that they haven't done, win a playoff game in 19 years. Overton bounces back from a rough start under a first-year coach, and they finish strong. And I know we're going to be forgetting some people.
Lewis and Bertrand both had wonderful seasons again until they ran into Sargent. I mean,
Pleasanton broke a lot of records throwing the football. They didn't go as deep in the playoffs as they had hoped. But, you know, we've always had some strong 8-man teams, and now it's nice to see strong 11-man teams. And Carl Tesmer's crew, 36 consecutive wins. What a great job there at St. Cecilia. Adams Central will go into the Class B semifinals, and maybe without the talent that they've had in the past, Kearney High still finds a way to make it to the state playoffs this year with a lot of kids coming back next year. So, again, thanks to all those that have helped make it possible. Great season from cross country to volleyball to football and all the other sports that the kids competed in, whether it was golf or tennis or softball. Congratulations. Now it's time to move on to the winner. And you know what? Competition in basketball and wrestling begins in 9 days, 1 week from Thursday. And you're going to feel tough for maybe some of these kids to get off the quick starts because they need some healing time.
Yeah, there's some awful sore bodies out there. These guys have made it through. You know, everybody kept getting up slower and slower, especially the last 2 weeks. Crofton, a very physical game, along with North Platte St. Pat's, a very physical game. There's going to be some sore kids. Hopefully give them this weekend off and get back to work. You get 4 or 5 days. And I doubt they will, but you know what? If they're sore, let them get the soreness down. Enjoy Thanksgiving and then start the winter sports season.
Well, again, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Get a jump start on holiday shopping with 15% off every marked price in the store. If it's not on sale, take 15% off. If it is on sale, take 15% off. That's what the new gang is doing at Misco Sports. We're also brought to you the state football playoffs by Five Points Bank in Hastings, along with Midwest Heating and Air and UNK as they get ready to host Wayne State of Michigan Saturday at noon. We'll be there to watch the Lopers in the second round of the Division II football playoffs. It was not to be for Kearney Catholic today. They just had a lot of things bounce not their way. A couple of three turnovers, the lost fumbled punt snap, and then Abe Clinch goes out with the injury. Aquinas 27 and Kearney Catholic 13.
It was a great season, Doug. Once again, we got to see a lot of great football, some great area athletes. It was fun.
Again, you've been listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, along with KKPR-FM Kearney, Grand Island Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and Classic Hits 98.9. For our producer engineers, Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for a great season, everyone. The Class A final tonight at 7:15 on ESPN Radio. The final score in the 2011 C2 Championship, David City Aquinas 27, Kearney Catholic 13. This is Doug Duda from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln saying have a great evening.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.